You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
My andubla oblongata is all fucked up.
You're what?
You're what?
My andubla is... My andubla... Oh, my God. I said it correctly.
Say it.
Kareem Abdul.
If I say it fast, I can say it.
Say it.
Abdullah Abu Gaba. Abdullah Abu Gaba. Am I not? Abdullah Ablam.
Good try. You're almost there. You're so close.
All right. What player am I not saying right?
I'm all of it. Take your poison.
Abdullah Ablam. Fuck you. I can't say I'm good on
that. Uh-oh. What was that word?
I don't know. What is it?
Medulla oblongata.
It's medulla?
Yeah.
It begins with an M? What?
Ding.
Oh my God, this is so different than what I thought it was going to be.
You stupid fucking cunt.
I sound like an idiot.
Jersey Jerk. All day, every day. Woo!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at riotcast or jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and that is all. Hello.
That is all.
And that is all.
Simple.
Hello.
Straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
Subscribe.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe to our new
Let's get
thing
this out the way right now.
We were able to, well, Chris... was it just you? I guess it was just
you.
Yeah,
it was Chris.
What do you think?
It was mostly me, actually. I'm just playing.
Yeah, thanks to Missy now, our iTunes account smells like fish.
Your whole house smells like shrimp.
I don't know. Maybe it's just seafood cooking. You shouldn't have wore a skirt.
Shut up.
Ew.
Yeah, but thanks to Chris, he was able to put up our last 10 shows, with the exception of last week's. That'll be up in the next couple days, I guess, right? Next couple days.
If they're lucky.
If they're lucky, right. So we had to basically, there's a whole new iTunes, I don't know what you want to call it, I guess account, whatever. The old one's gone. So all the reviews we got from the past, they're gone. All the subscribers we had from the past, they're gone. So you have to resubscribe and please comment.
Yeah, leave a...
And if it's not 5 stars, don't bother.
Yeah. All the stars.
We did have a couple of negative ones.
Yeah, we did.
Good. They're the best ones.
They are the best
ones. No, they're not. No. No more negatives.
All positive.
So, negatives up to us. We're the negative ones.
Yeah. Then we're going to have shows where all we do is talk shit on ourselves, and everybody hates that. So don't do it.
Yeah. Please leave a comment and subscribe.
Subscribe more than anything.
Yeah.
If we get 100 comments in the next week, Missy will show her boobs.
Yep. And if we get 1,000 subscribers, I'll show my vagina.
Whoa.
I'm just playing.
3 people just unsubscribed.
Fuck yeah. Thanks. All the love.
Nasty.
Three people just had strokes listening to this.
And if we get 5,000 comments, Missy will give Pedro a hand job.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's what's up.
Oh, my God.
He's going to make a call to his home country.
Yo, that's what's up.
They don't have internet there.
Yeah, that's true. He's going to take each one of his family members' Missy. Email.
He's stroking my Pedro.
Oh, my God. Stop.
What? You don't like my Pedro cock?
Oh, my gosh. Pedro.
Pedro's already listening, just laughing like, oh, man, these guys.
If he's listening, he'll call, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. He always calls.
Oh, Missy, what's up? You don't show your titties
what's
anymore.
What's up?
What's up? You don't show your titties
Yo,
anymore.
Yo, there's no camera. What's up?
What's up?
The producer. Learn how to produce.
There's no more titty vision.
Fuck.
Oh, man. So what do you guys think of Geno Smith from the New York Jets getting clocked? I mean, it's the what's Jets. The,
what's, but... Yeah, what's the story? Like, I'm hearing that he deserved, like, nobody's really mad that he got clocked.
I heard that it was all over $600.
Yeah, I know it's all over $600 for a charity that he's supposed to go fly out to that guy's charity.
Yeah, but what happened was is there was a somebody had a bike accident. I don't know if there's, like, conflicting reports. First, it was
a
friend. First, it was a friend that died. Then it turns out it was his brother, but his brother's not dead. He was in the hospital,
right.
And he went with him to the hospital because, you know, it's his brother or whatever. And I'm like, all right, so what's the big deal? Just pay the guy $600. Sorry, I couldn't make it, you know. Whatever.
Right. If somebody buys you a plane ticket and you don't use it, you should probably refund them money.
Right, right. Especially when you're a multimillionaire.
Well, I heard it's first class. Isn't first class, like, refundable?
I don't fucking know. Do I look like a first class flyer?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
You're a baller.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A beach baller.
Right. There you go.
It's the only seat he fits in.
The cargo hold. Whoa. What happened? Your volume's down?
No.
Not on here. It's not.
Please hold.
Yeah.
So he owed him $600, so he punched him in the face.
Well, the guy,
paying him?
He said something like, you got it. Basically, saying you owe me $600 or whatever. And apparently, Geno Smith was like very, like, smug about it.
I was like,
I'm not
you.
Paying you shit. And then there was reports of like finger pointing and stuff, like, you know, get out of my face type shit.
Right.
I'll pay you when I want to pay you.
Yeah, he just got clocked.
Somebody on the team, they didn't put their name to it, but they said, if there's one guy in that locker room you didn't want to punch you, it was that dude.
That IK, whatever.
Yeah, apparently he's like a fucking monster.
Yeah, well, he got hired by Buffalo today.
Of course he did.
Coach.
Yeah. So, anyway. And you know, it actually made me think. Is there anybody that you would want to clock at your jobs?
Hmm.
Look at Missy. Missy looks like someone just put her a fucking ice cream sundae in front of her.
I would like to punch a lot of people on my jobs.
Really?
Yeah, but...
my jobs.
I have multiple jobs. And each one, yeah. Definitely, yeah. For sure. I don't know if it would be worth... Nobody worth losing my job over, though.
Obviously.
Yeah, definitely not. But, you know, there's people that are irritating.
Yeah, I mean, everywhere you go, there's people that are irritating, yeah. So...
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I would like to square off in a death match with some.
I was about to say a name. I was like, let me not say a name.
I'm not saying any names. Hell no.
No. I'm not telling you to say any names. I'm not saying any names.
Yeah,
there's tons of people.
I feel like everybody.
There's
has
one
somebody.
Guy in particular, actually, that I work with, who's like a 40-year-old. Like, he's got like ADD, like really bad, or ADHD. I don't really know which one is which, but. He's just a hyper fucking. He's
ADHD,
one of those. He's one of those real loud, obnoxious people.
Fucking hate that.
And this is the best part. If I could describe him physically, he looks like a walker from The Walking Dead.
Ew.
Oh boy.
But get this. He and he's back. and he's believe it or not, he's a part-time model.
Really?
But he's not. What? No woman thinks he's attractive. He's actually like the term was used fugly.
Has anybody seen him model, or is this a lie?
No. He actually does like some, you know.
Does he look?
He does like goth
picture?
Modeling type stuff, like, you know, vampire. He's a real big into vampire shit.
Oh.
He's like a true blood queer. Oh. You know,
I'm well, big into vampire community.
Yeah, right.
Some people look better in pictures though. So
no, he looks just as dumb.
Or fugly.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like a real creep. Like, we have like one girl that works with us.
And he creeps on her?
Yeah. And it's like, it's just like one day we caught him. He leaned in and kissed her on the cheek.
Ew.
And we were all like pointing at him.
That's sexual harassment.
Well, right. But I mean, thank God she's cool.
Listen,
but
I know creepy, and that's creepy. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's beyond creepy. That's
king of the creeps.
He's really bad. And you know, it's to the point where he gets so annoying that early in the morning that you want to knock him out.
Is he on like cocaine or something? Why
you would
so?
Think. You would think he's on coke.
Because that early in the morning, being that amped for life is weird. Unless he doesn't sleep, maybe he sleeps at night. Or
he's a vampire.
Day. Oh, yeah, true. So he goes in his coffin.
Yeah. And he looks like he's been dead for a few years. Like, he weighs like 10 pounds.
Does he look like he's aged badly? Like, he's 40, but he really looks
like
65?
Yeah, and he walks around, he thinks he looks younger. No, he doesn't look 65, but he definitely looks his age, if not older. Like, you know, he's losing
his skin
hair.
Gross or
oh,
something?
His skin is awful. It's like leather.
Really?
It's bad.
Because
it's so
of
bad.
What?
I don't know.
Is
don't
he tan
know.
Or
no.
pale?
He's like in middle. Like average.
Like he has olive skin?
No.
Like less pale?
Less olive.
Less olive.
Not less pale. That would
I'm
make
trying
more
to get a visual.
Olive. Yeah. He's just creepy looking.
Is he tall?
No, he's like average height.
Just
like
Google vampire model.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like a weirdo. Like, you know what he does too? On the side, he sells like swords to like at those.
What?
Yeah, like he goes to like those shows.
Does he make the swords?
No. He buys them like in bulk, and he goes to those like
the fuck
gun show type things
and
like
sells
expos,
them?
And he sells them because people buy all kinds of weird shit like knives. He sells like knives and swords. Like that's
like,
his like specialty. And
like
this fucking guy.
Decorative ones or ones that like
all kinds. Like he'll sell swords that you'll.
What? There's
you'll
decorative
yeah,
swords.
Yeah, you hang on a wall.
He'll sell swords like, you know, ones you see in like medieval movies and then pirate swords and samurai swords.
Like those
and
ones
shit
like Raphael has and.
Right. Like
turtles.
Something like that. Right.
I want
like
some of them.
All kinds of. Like, you know, he says right now the big seller is the Michonne swords
oh, yeah.
from Walking
oh, sweet.
Dead. And he's like, you know, and he makes like a mint off those and. Whatever. That's but
weird.
He's just a fucking weirdo altogether.
Well, he sounds very strange.
But, and here's where the bully in me comes out. Like, just looking no. at him makes me want to punch him in the face.
Do you pick on him? Does everybody pick
on
him?
Oh, dude, I rip him a new one every day. Like, I have everyone laughing their ass off because I just go off on him. Like, sometimes I'll lose it and get mad, and I'll rip him a new asshole.
Does he take it in stride, or is he, like, angry?
He gets angry. He does that, like, smiling anger thing. Like, he does not intimidate me at all.
Right.
And I even said to him, I was like, I don't care if you are a vampire, I'll still kill you. Like, oh I God. Just, I threaten him all the time. Like, I'm surprised I still have a job there because I constantly threaten him.
Well, he can sexually harass people.
Well, that's
you
the thing. I'm
people.
Like, as long as you keep sexually harassing people, I'll have a job because.
So I'm assuming he doesn't have a girlfriend?
Well, no, that's the thing. He dates a woman who works in the same building.
Oh, jeez.
Who is like 15 years older than him, and I know who she is. And she looks like a Kensington prostitute.
Oh my God.
Like total white trash.
No teeth.
Has like barbed
teeth.
Wire tattoos. She's like probably 60 in her early 60s, jeez. Maybe. She has like, you know, like that gum face, like you know. Like, just a scary looking, but yet he's also a fucking poon hound. Like, the girls he models with, he shows me all the time. Like, I don't know. He's like trying to like
be cool,
impress
with
me.
Yeah.
So he shows me his phone. He's like, look at this chick.
Check and out these vampire titties.
No, right. He'll show me like a chick who sends full frontal nudity pictures to him.
Jesus.
And she's got like the worst tit job I've ever seen. Like one's on her shoulder. Like she got like a Shrek job.
Like a Kensington tit job.
It's awful. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, dude, that's gross. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, what are you, gay? I was like,
yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, no, because the type of girls I like look like a Picasso, like this fucking broad.
True.
And I was like, dude, you're disgusting. And I said, you know what? Your phone has an STD.
Oh,
that's
God.
How nasty you are.
That's awesome.
You know, and he's just, he's a creep.
Are his nails like painted black and shit like that?
No. First
he's
of all,
not that
can't
hardcore.
Do that. He right. can't do that. Number one, not at work. Number two, no. And he has like no tattoos, which is not, so just to gear you in.
Not all vampires have tattoos.
You would die.
Yeah, he's just an average dude. But he's a creepy dude. But I want to punch him so bad. And honestly, I don't really think he deserves to get punched. I just need to. I'd feel better about things.
Like
if
you quit your job, would you?
I would fucking sock him so fucking hard. So bad I would sock
him. Just to see his face after you punched him?
Just to see him snore on the ground unconscious. Like, that's what I want to see. Because a lot of people every day tell him, dude, shut the fuck up.
And he doesn't listen?
No, he'll stay quiet for like 30 seconds and he'll start up again.
See, that's the worst when it's a person and then everybody tries to fix them and they just don't want any parts of it.
Right. And like last month we did we had like a softball tournament for one of the supervisors hooked it up for like a charity type thing. Mm-hmm. And he is not an athletic person.
But
at
he
all.
Thought he was the man.
Well, no, he just doesn't want to be left out of anything. So he decides, yeah, I'll go. And he shows up. And, okay, mind you, this is called slow pitch softball, which is the easiest fucking. You'd have to be a fucking, I guess, quadriplegic not to be able to hit the ball, right?
Damn.
He struck out every time at bat. And you only get one pitch. So it doesn't matter where it's going. You better try
just
to
hit it.
Right. He was the very first one at bat the first game of the tournament. And all you heard was, and we were just like, whoa, he felt the breeze. And he just looks like someone who should never hold a bat.
Did he try and swing at all?
He swung for the fences.
Oh.
But he swung like a blind man. Like, it was awful. He wasn't even close to hitting that ball. And he swung like a hair of a second too soon. So the ball didn't even cross the plate yet when he already struck out.
When you strike out a slow pitch softball, you either suck or you're trying to kill that ball so bad that you're just fucking your hand and eye coordination.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think he's coordinated at all.
Yeah, then he sucks.
Yeah, he's terrible. He's terrible. And then when we put him in outfield because we're like, yeah, the ball's never going to go.
Just stand behind the fence in center field.
Well, someone hit the ball towards him, right? So he goes to scoop up the ball, and when he goes to throw it, I shit you not, he fucking – you ever see, like, when someone tries to throw a ball or if a pitcher fucks up and the ball just doesn't go anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the arm goes through, but the ball's still in the air and it falls down. That's what he does.
No.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sitting there. I'm at first base, and I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to lose.
Great. Put the fat guy at first.
I asked for it.
You asked for it?
Dude, I was murdering the ball. I was like, so – I haven't played softball in, like, 20 fucking years, and I was nervous. And when I went up to bat, it was the first pitch – gone. I made it all. Dude, I jogged to third before they brought the ball back over.
You turn a home run into a triple.
Absolutely.
Just like me. Third, yo, hit it 900 feet?
It was like 97 degrees out that day. I was like, no fucking way am I dying out here. But this guy was just, and I'm sitting there and like the whole time I'm in the dugout and I'm yelling at him like, why are you here? Like, like I was like, someone go get a homeless guy to take his place, please.
He's
going to
come in and shoot you on that.
I hope he does.
That's nice.
I hope he
That's
does.
Good. Very nice.
Hey, he can say to people, you know, another famous person. My friend got shot. He was on the news.
No, he won't shoot you. He'll go straight for your carotid artery.
Oh, he threatens me all the time with his like bull. He brings his bullshit knives. Like he goes into his backpack, right? And he's got a knife with like a handle, like one of those closed handle type things, which looks like an old pirate sword, the handle part.
Yeah, I know exactly what
But the knife
about.
Is like short. And he's like, and it's got like little like spikes on the handle. So
that's
it's like,
fucking weird.
Right. So he's like, yo. And like, I'm walking by and he's like in his truck and I'm like looking at him. I was like, what's up? And he pulls out the knife. He's like, huh? Like giving me the look like he's going to come at. I was like, dude, I'm going to shove that up your ass. I'll yell right at him. I'm going to shove that up your ass and twist it. Like, go fuck yourself. Like, he just not intimidating. He could have a bazooka, and I like, he's not intimidating at all. Like, he looks like the kind of person, if you punched him square in the chest, you could literally cave his chest in. Like, honestly.
Like, he would just die.
Yeah, he would die. Right. A heart punch. But, yeah, I want to punch this dude.
Is that the only person?
No. But just him, he sticks out.
He's like your number one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a couple other people too, but for other reasons. They're just dicks in general.
Yeah.
They start foundations for people like you, against people like you, anti-bullying
against
foundations.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not in school, so it's really not bullying. I mean, we're the same age. How is it bullying? We're adults.
No.
You know, he's just a creepy dude. I'd be doing every female a service by putting him out. Every female, because he's like he's honestly like a rapey type of dude. He gives off a rapey vibe.
I hate that.
He's got rapey eyes too.
Yes, he's got rapey everything. He's got the rapey face. Like that's like the face. That's like
face.
Yeah, that's like the face. Like that's the last thing a woman sees before her lights go out for good. When he's like killing her in an alley or something, or in a well, or a basement.
A well?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just thinking like of Buffalo Bob or Buffalo Bill or whatever.
Did he wear cutoff jeans to play softball?
Yes! Holy shit! No. We were calling him Soccer Mom the whole time. He literally had cutoff jeans. Everybody wore like, you know, basketball shorts or soccer shorts, whatever, like athletic clothing, right? And they give you a t-shirt, you know, for signing up or whatever. And he's wearing cut-off jeans, like shorts that were like, obviously he cut himself. They used to be jeans. And he tucks the t-shirt in and you see his big ass belt buckle.
Was he wearing boots?
And no, but he had like Bobo sneakers, like shooters. What? You know what I'm talking about? From like Target. Zips. Yeah.
Like jail shoes. Oh my God.
They were $4.
They're like nurse shoes or whatever. I don't know. It was so fucking horrible. And it was hilarious. Yeah. That's a good call on your point. I totally forgot about that. We were laughing hysterical. He was not only the only one wearing jeans out of all the teams. He was the only one wearing jeans, even out of the spectators. Jesus. Like nobody
wears cutoff jeans shorts.
Like even the girls weren't wearing cutoff jeans shorts. They were there watching. You know,
that's when you know he's just
nobody wears cutoff jeans shorts.
You know, and you know they're cut off to the point where they have the white strings all the way around, like frilly.
Yeah, could you see his pockets?
Yes,
I know.
No. You mean under? Yeah. No, they weren't that short. But they were, it doesn't matter. It was just like, you saw like two popsicle sticks coming out of his shirt.
Is he like in shape or is he just a thin
dude? He's a rail. Oh. He's an absolute rail. He has the muscle tone of a toothpick. Ugh. Like there's nothing.
Pasty white?
No, he's not pasty white. Like you don't see every vein in his body, but he's a scary looking guy. He looks like the dude that played RoboCop, just really drugged out. Mm. Peter Weller.
So he has no hair?
He's losing it.
Oh, okay.
No. Not the actual RoboCop, the actor that played RoboCop. He didn't have like half
machine.
He's
got a mechanical arm.
he's like half machine.
You should hook him up with your friend.
I know, right?
Let's arm wrestle. Yeah, he's just a fucking creepy dude, man. And I can only imagine how many women he's like drugged. Like he totally Cosby'd. I can only imagine. I know he's done it. He had to. Because he's got this weird game. Like, it doesn't matter what the woman looks like. Everyone's a target for him. She could be disgusting. She could be...
He plays the odds.
He goes after them all, and he, like, tries to sweet talk. And his sweet talk is just...
Creepy sweet talk?
It makes you want to peel your own skin. Like, you're just like, oh, God, this guy's so dirty. He's bad, man. He's so bad. And his sexual innuendos... You should go to prison for shit that he says.
Like no way, really?
It's just really bad.
Then how does he still have a job? Like, why doesn't anybody
complain? I don't know.
Has he worked there a long time?
Yeah.
Somebody's got to complain. They got to put in complaints.
I mean, I've never complained on anybody before, but if someone bothered me, I've always said something.
Yeah. I mean, people will say stuff to him.
Like, shut the fuck up.
Right. When he gets annoying, when he annoys people, they'll be like, just shut the fuck up. Even the supervisors will be like, dude, shut up. You know, because they'll do like a morning meeting every once in a while. And he starts talking during it. And it's like, for real? Like, I'm not fucking talking right now? Like, are you serious? And he's like, what?
He has this
raspy voice. Sounds like you a little bit.
Oh, thanks.
He claims he does, but. I don't think so.
But nobody at your work, like no coworkers or friends?
No, just the other strange people occasionally.
And the Kenzo hooker.
Right, but right, yeah, it's bad. It's, oh, God. Fucking.
Yeah, the person that I want to punch is less.
Creepy?
Yeah, they just annoy me because they're so dumb that I want to punch them.
Can you say what sex it is, at least?
A man.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to punch him every time he's around. And I feel like he thinks we're friends. Because he always like, hey, how's your summer been? And
I'm thriving. Fuck off.
And he like hangs out longer. And I'm very cold towards him, very cold and short. So he'll like be talking to me and I like dead stare at him. And
really?
Like, oh, yeah.
What did he do to set that off in you? Like, what triggered that for you?
The first thing that he ever did that triggered me is that we were at a broadcast and he said...
Missy is a dumb cunt.
What the fuck? Really?
I guess I can understand your point then.
Oh my God.
Shut up, cunt.
There we go.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
What the?
Already.
Oh, God, it's Pedro, isn't
no,
it?
No.
Yo, this guy's my number.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Marco Carulli Show?
Is this Rob?
Yeah.
Rob! Hi, Rob.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Rob?
What's up, brother?
Not much, man. I just wanted to call and congratulate you guys on the great job you're doing with the...
Go fuck yourself.
Thanks, Rob.
You know, it's one thing
it's
I love...
Really, it's a shining example of excellence. That
you,
I,
know, you know, Sprance, the one
when
thing...
I said, you know what? You guys should join us because I can't wait for you to completely obliterate your entire...
Sprance, if there's one thing I love about you, it's the fact that you never kick a guy when he's down.
Yeah.
What a mess.
It was great.
He called to congratulate us.
Marco sending me updates like, hey, having a little problem with the feed. So, yeah, okay, that's an understatement.
Having a little problem with the feed equals we completely shut down Riotcast.
I know. And I remember like 2 years ago, I'm like, you know, you guys should really think about moving to the service. Like, nah, we run it ourselves. Why would four guys want to chip in $20?
That's
completely my fault. I'll take the blame for that because I know none of these fucks would have helped me move all the shows over to the new service.
No, not at all. First of all, you always should blame Marco no matter what.
Yeah. They did, Rob. Trust me. I got Facebook posts and emails how I fucked it up.
We didn't blame you.
No.
Oh.
The listeners.
You know, it's funny. I was actually, when I was trying to get everything going last Friday, I had a couple questions. I was like, maybe I should text Robin. I'm like, you know what? Marco's probably been blowing him up for the past 4 days. I'm just going to fucking Google it and I'll figure it out myself.
And it's funny, you see Marco gets like separation anxiety. Like, if I don't talk to him for like 2 weeks, I just get a hey, man.
Hey, man. I guess that date didn't go too well.
I miss talking to you, Rob.
Yeah, no, same here, guys. And I know we're doing a joint show pretty soon, too. I'm looking forward to
it. Yeah, when is that, by the way? Didn't you change the date?
No.
Yeah, I did, just because I had to bump a show back. So we'll figure it out afterwards.
Okay,
we got to work on the Skype sound too.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's the other thing, but that's an easy fix, just like the iTunes.
Yeah.
Feed.
Yeah.
We're still trying to figure out Skype. It's been 5 years.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can't wait to do the show, so this way it just disappears into oblivion.
Just make sure Lori's on the show, okay?
Oh, my God.
I definitely will. No problem.
Speaking of creeps, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, we'll put on video for everybody but Marco. He's not allowed to look. Yeah, and then you guys could share your in-studio camera. I'm looking at, like, Missy's knee.
No, that's her tit.
That's
Oh, shit. Oh my God, her tit has no nipple.
It's on the side.
It's a dick, dude. Yeah, I watch every week. I just want to see her come. How you doing, Missy?
What's up, Rob?
What's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Missy's my buddy now.
We are. We snap.
You snap. Oh, yeah. You Snapchat?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, it's just basically images of Missy getting drunk.
Pretty much.
It's no different than the public version.
And video. Though.
Rob, you're better off getting that version than the real thing.
I know. I keep hoping for a cock shot, but I never get it. Hey, a guy can dream.
Yeah.
Rob.
So what else is going on with you fucks besides destroying all of the feeds and everything?
Nothing. That keeps us pretty busy to destroy.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm starting, like, my show's starting to get into territory where it's like, all right, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, for our 10-year anniversary, we plan on drowning all of our equipment.
What, 10-year anniversary?
Yeah, for our 10-year anniversary.
You guys have been doing it. You're the longest running, I would think, right? I know Bobby started a long time before Hand 2, but like, when was your first show?
November of 2009, so we're approaching 6 years.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. And you know, that reminds me of, I was going to come out with a comment, like when my band used to record, we were in the studio and we would do like three takes and the engineer would come out and be rubbing his face and I'd be like, you know what? We should try it one more time. He's like, really? It's not getting any better.
That's fucked up, Rob.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
No, not in your case. I love you. I wish we had the ability to come on with nothing at all prepared and just be able to flow like you guys do. Excuse me, like Fabio does.
It's hard work, man. It's hard work.
I know. We had that legendary, like, 8-hour show that we did.
Yeah, just call me up whenever you want to do that, and I'll just come on your show.
I'll just roll out of bed and turn on the board.
Yeah, turn on the board, and we'll just
do that. I'll just reply to Marco. And
there you go.
No.
Yeah, you got to go through Marco to set everything up. He's the only one that's allowed to talk to you.
Yes.
Well, Marco's like you're like the new ambassador of Riotcast. If we want to talk to anybody on the network, we have to go through you first.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah, well, we're fucked if that.
Well, for us, it's like that. Like, if we want to ask Bobby something, Marco's the guy.
Why wouldn't you just ask him directly?
I don't know how to get in touch with him.
I can't give you his number, man. I would never. If they want his number, I could hand it.
I don't know. I never asked for it. I don't care that much.
Yeah, I like that.
Just get it the way Marco got it. Steal it from Skype.
I like how giving Bobby's number out is crossing the line, but he'll take a picture of his fucking toilet bowl.
Yeah, right.
Apartment, that's no problem.
After he takes a dump in it.
I can't wait to go to his new house and take a picture of that toilet.
Jesus Christ.
The bidet's there too. He's got a bidet going.
Yep. Please, I'm all over it.
Marco Snapchats him fucking drinking from the bidet.
I just picture Marco like in those scenes from The Graduate. He's like watching from the hedges from across the street.
Oh, my God.
Garfunkel music, watching Bobby get in the car and drive away.
You know, that's actually, you painted the exact picture when me, Chris, and Marco all bought a house together. There was a 19-year-old girl that lived across the street from us, and that was Marco. He would use the curtain as like camouflage. And he would like peek around the curtain while she was sunbathing. Yeah. I swear to God, dude, that's exact.
She was wearing a fucking bikini. She was 19.
Well, that's what
smoking.
Girls do when they sunbathe. They wear a bikini.
She was fucking hot.
Marco was like literally stalk
her. Marco's one ejaculation away from being on the watch list. Fucking sex offender registry.
One.
Wait, the three of you guys had a house together?
Yeah, we bought a house with the intention to fix it up and flip it, and that's when the market tanked.
Did another fine job.
that's basically our thing. You know, I just thought, it just hit me now. I think we should all not be friends anymore.
Hey guys, September 12th, 2011 might be a great time to buy a place. I really think it's going to be booming. The economy's
Oh, man, what the fuck?
Did you live in the house for a while?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A couple years.
Really? Who was the most annoying?
Marco. Marco would leave his fucking trash everywhere, and he would like just put shit in the sink and never wash it. It was annoying.
But just think of all of the shit you could build with a bunch of Papa John's boxes.
Yeah, we had a fork.
I'll save it for a fork. They kept throwing it away.
I just can't picture you guys all living together.
Dude,
that's the worst
part about the whole thing, we only had one fucking bathroom. So,
oh, God, that's bad.
I was literally pissing in a Gatorade bottle in my bedroom.
I would just go out to the backyard.
Or I'd go out in the backyard if it was like, you know, a rainy day, so there weren't kids standing on the corner waiting for the bus.
The fucking bottom of your fetal cup.
Oh, it was so bad, dude. It was so
who
bad.
All right, break out what the chores were. Who did what?
It wasn't really a chore list.
Yeah, it was
it was like clean up after yourself.
Right. It was 50-50 between me and Fab cleaning up after Marco.
Marco, you remember we used to come home from work with like me and Chris would be making dinner?
Yeah.
And Marco would like just lounge in a fucking recliner and be like, when's dinner ready?
I just picture like one room and Fabio and Chris are like in two bunk beds. And Marco's like hanging off a very small like race car bed, like the only dream kid that he can never have. Like, fuck you, Ma. Now I got my own race car.
Now you're hitting Missy close to the heart there with the race
car. Why? Who's got Missy? You wanted a race car bed?
No, she's got one. Her boyfriend's got one.
Her 12-year-old boyfriend has one.
He's not 12.
He's got a race car bed?
We joke around. We say he's got a car bed. Because he's younger than Missy, a lot
younger.
How
old is he really?
23.
Ah, damn. Good for you. I hope you like the jackhammer.
Oh, God.
That is just all you're getting.
That is not true.
Turn it over. Let me give you a reverse jackhammer.
Oh, my God.
How embarrassing is that? And he's doing it in his footy pajamas.
Yeah, Superman's gonna come.
Her man just commented in the chat room, said, "Damn straight I do."
Oh my God.
My man.
Jesus.
Jack Cameron.
23, look at you, Missy.
Yeah, I know.
When are you dropping him off back at school again?
Oh, God.
This is almost up.
Oh, man.
Hey, babe, watch this shit I can do with this bottle cap.
Oh, my God. It's, like, similar to that, though.
You guys, like, play, like, Super Mario Kart and shit in his car bed?
No. God damn it.
Where did you meet him?
Through a friend.
Play school? The park?
Through a friend? Was it a social worker?
No. He was, like, he's cousins with one of my friends.
Okay, all right, I got it.
Yeah.
So, like, what is he, like, did you, like, he just showed up at, like, a gathering?
Yeah, we were out at a bar, and he was there.
First thing he said was, "Who brought their mom?"
Fucking Pedro's trying to call in.
Oh, no.
Bro, I'm going to suck that dick good.
He wants to be added to the group call.
Pedro's trying to call in.
Yo. Fuck.
That's all we need. Another guy that he can't speak English.
Hello.
Oh, look at this.
Joe, what's up, fuckers?
Oh, Joe. God.
Joe, what's up, Pedro?
Joe, Rob, long time no talking to you, bro.
Rob!
How you doing, brother? The fact that you have a good microphone terrifies me because now I'm going to wind up having you on my show, too.
Bro, I've been telling you, but you don't give a fuck. It's okay, you don't love me, but it's cool because I don't like love from homos.
I got Chocha Studios.
Yeah, man. No, I don't have Chocha Studio, but I got a nice setup and shit.
Are you in the same room as the chickens, or do you keep them in another room?
No. I don't keep them. I get them from the, you know, the live poultry shit, and they kill them right in front of me. Fucking, it's fun shit when I do that. I take video. I haven't posted it, but I take a video with them killing the chicken for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. I like that. That's the line you won't cross.
Yeah,
I don't know. Dead chickens is too much.
No. I just don't want to deal with having chicken in the apartment. I will kill them motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck.
Some people have roaches. He's got chickens.
Yo, you guys have started talking about Mrs. Boyfriend, and I didn't know that she had a boyfriend, and that was fucked up.
Oh, you have a problem with it?
Yeah, like Missy, come on. You went single and got a boyfriend and didn't give me a chance to go out with you and shit.
Pedro, that, come on.
Pedro, that you don't have a car bed. You have a car van.
That was fucked up. I'm telling her, yo, how come you get a boyfriend? You don't even go out with me. That's crazy. And then that fucking homo came out like a white and shining armor defending her and shit.
White and shining, you know?
As if I ever disrespected Missy, I'm like, well, dude, you're just fucking crazy, man. You need to be a slap around. But, you know.
I have a feeling Pedro's car bed is less of a car and more like the truck that smuggles the Mexicans over the border.
One of those small pickups with the house on the back?
No, over here on the bed is where we put the air hole.
I would fuck Missy in the bung and nobody outside would ever know what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody on the outside will ever find her again.
Exactly.
Oh, geez.
Pedro, what's that hat? Oh, it's Missy's human skin.
Yeah. No, but this fucking guy was sending me private messages. Yo, you gotta respect Missy. And shit. I'm like, what? Get the fuck
what,
out of here.
What, the boyfriend was?
Yeah, man. I'm like, really, bro?
So sweet.
Yeah, like, you know what I told him? I told him, bro, that's a good thing. You're standing up for your girl. Congrats. That's good, man. That's how you do it. So she'll get more horny for you and shit. And I told him that.
I love Pedro logic is the best because Pedro sends me a video once. He used to send me all this shit. And he's like, yo, look at this video. And I press play, you know, foolishly press play. And it's a guy like just like fucking like a doe like in the ass or some shit.
Yeah.
And I say to Pedro, I don't want to see this shit, man. I don't want to see fucking animals get abused. He goes, no, he is making love to me. Fucking the animal.
Which is true, because if the animal doesn't want to fuck the guy, it will be fighting it off and trying to fly away. I think it was a chicken.
Yeah, it was a chicken. This shit is way too much glee in his voice.
Scary. Rob, you were offended. You were offended by those videos.
Missy, were you all proud that your boyfriend stood up for you, or were you like, "That's just a show. Leave him alone."
Well, yeah. Like I had found out after the fact, so I would have told him not to do that prior. But I mean,
Missy goes after she leaves this show. She's always in tears because we beat the shit out of her with the sound bites.
He can dry them with his propeller hat.
Exactly.
Bro, but how come you haven't had the guy on the show, man? He's a great interview, bro.
Well, it's
you realize what happens to every one of her boyfriends that comes on the
show?
Yeah,
it's over like 2 months later.
you gotta let me interview him, bro, because there are things I wanna know. Like, I would ask him, like, yo, tell me how great it feels to come on Mrs. Face. I wanna know that.
Holy shit. He said that with such passion.
Yeah. Passion is an understatement. Jesus.
How great does it feel? Oh my God.
I really want to thank you, you guys, for adopting Pedro from us.
Thank you for sicking him on us.
Oh, I didn't sick him on you. This is like, you know, you take him off the leash. It is what it is.
Pedro didn't give two shits about us until we got Missy, and now he's our best friend.
Pedro didn't care until Rob stopped taking his call.
Well, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, between that and Lori, I never hear the end of it.
Joe, that would be great. But yeah, man, you guys, I would interview that fucking guy. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
I agree.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm sure he would love
right up until the Amber Alert comes out.
Oh my God.
I'm sure he would love to be interviewed.
Jesus.
Yeah, you know, and I give him tips so he doesn't, you know, so they don't break up, you know, just keep her happy. And hopefully,
Pedro,
you know, she'll get turned on into some shit that he'll let me fuck her and he can watch and shit. And I show him how to fuck his woman, you know?
I'm sure he wants to guach.
Everybody loves to guach. Missy, what does he do?
Oh.
You're on.
He works at Chuck E. Cheese.
Where?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, quote unquote works at Chuck E. Cheese. He just goes there for the party.
Oh my God.
That's where Missy trolls for men.
Hey,
has he fucked you in the pit with the balls yet?
What? What the fuck did you just say to me?
You know the ball pit?
Different pit, different balls.
No.
I want to know. I'm telling you. There's so much to learn about this shit.
No, I would do that, but he doesn't have a ball pit in his store.
So he can get
so you're disappointed.
Yeah.
The government's killing me, babe. I'm only taking home 87 a week. You don't mind getting Dutch again, do you?
Oh, man. Honey, what's for dinner tonight? Pizza. Again.
Go home. It's fresh.
No. Oh, can you believe somebody didn't finish their crust here?
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Babe, you won't believe how easy it is to get in that dumpster back.
It's a gold mine.
Oh, fuck my life.
Oh my God, another.
You know, good for you, Missy.
Holy shit.
Now everybody's calling.
We got another call.
Well, they can wait.
Yeah, they're going to have to wait.
Who is it?
Shannon.
Let him in.
Oh, it's Shannon. Let her in.
Who's Shannon? Is she hot? Is she hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
Hello.
Damn.
Hi, guys.
Hola,
Shannon.
Turn your volume down, Shannon.
On the computer?
Yeah.
Hi, Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon, pull us back when you're not underwater.
See, this is why I won't
Shannon,
do a show.
Just turn the live camera and get naked for us. Damn, this chick is fucking hot.
She got a rack on her. Yeah.
Fucking is it better, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's much better.
Sounds like you're in a wind tunnel.
Sorry, I don't have a mic hooked up. I just wanted to get in on this, what's going on right now.
Okay. Yeah, we can tell you don't have a mic.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Shannon. Say your piece.
So I was thinking that the only right thing to do would be for Missy and her boyfriend to come on my show for an interview.
I'm okay with that.
What the?
Oh my God! What's happening?
Are you in Thailand?
What the fuck is going on?
What did you say, Shannon? I can't hear you.
Can you live from Thailand?
So you're trying to steal our exclusive? Hello?
Did we lose everybody?
Hello?
We just lost everyone.
That's one way.
That was insane. Everybody's gone. All right. Well, Shannon, yeah, I'm down with that.
My head's going to explode.
That's overload, man.
Dude, seriously.
Where'd they go?
I have a headache now.
Holy crap. I don't know where they went.
Everybody's gone.
Call them all back.
Everybody went away.
Jeez, all of a sudden.
Would you do that? Would you go on her show?
Absolutely.
I think that's a good idea. I would definitely tune
yes,
in for that.
Definitely. I would definitely go on Shannon's show.
That's the place to really.
Absolutely. I'm not bringing him here.
No. Well, how could you? No. I mean, it's a relationship killer.
Yeah, a little bit.
So far.
Yeah, if Jesus Christ couldn't survive it, what chance does this guy have? Yeah.
Where'd you go, Pedro?
Bro, that fucking Shannon fucked that all up. like every other typical.
Hello?
Yeah, Shannon off the bobsled yet?
I don't know where Pedro went.
Yeah, everybody, we just all got kicked off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's the intranet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My God.
That was fucking funny, though.
Well, Missy just got saved by the internet.
Thank God.
She got saved by the typhoon that Shannon brought into the conversation.
What the fuck? Here's Pedro.
Hey, guys.
Pedro.
Jesus fucking Cristo. Damn. Yo.
All right, we're back to
Yo, there. That chick Shannon, she has a show on the network or some shit?
No, not on the network.
Ah, okay, so she's a random whore then.
Oh, no.
What the fuck is that?
No.
I mean,
no,
she looks hot.
You, huh?
No, Shannon's...
She's not on the call, Pedro. You're talking to no one.
Well, she's listening. I don't give a
no,
fuck.
No,
if she's not on the network, who gives a shit?
Missy,
you cannot go with that exclusive outside of the network. That's fucked up.
No, we actually encouraged it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't go nowhere.
Why?
Here.
That shit should be within the network, man.
No, it'll be a better show on Shannon's.
Yeah, we'll talk about it and play.
Yeah,
and
we'll
stuff.
Talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but yeah, it's better that we do because we can't do it seriously. Like Shannon will be able to conduct
Bro,
a professional
let me
interview.
Do a real interview with that fucking guy. I'm telling you.
That wouldn't be a
real So, first question, fucking guy. Getting interviewed by fucking Tony Montana.
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus.
Fucking
Christ.
Shannon.
Did we lose Rob too? Rob is gone.
I'm here, guys.
Oh, okay.
Stop. Stop it, please. That was Chris that played that sound. Oh my
no,
God!
Poor Shannon.
She wants to try again.
tell her to wait till after because it's too overbearing with
yeah,
that.
I'm
sound.
Actually going to tape my show in about 5-10 minutes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. So
who's on tonight?
What?
You're doing the Skype show, Rob?
Yeah, sometimes we do the Skype show now. Sometimes we do the studio show.
Fuck, let me know, man. I cannot call in. Like, at least these guys have the phones and shit. I mean, when Marco is there and decides to not be a homo, you know. Okay.
No problem, brother. We'll definitely have you come back on by Skype is good because it's a nice safety.
Or even life. I can, you know, I get down there with a van.
I know, brother.
What do you got going on tonight, Rob, on the show?
Huh?
What do you got going on tonight on the show?
Just a couple of fucking assholes as usual. Nothing crazy going on.
Nah.
The Skype shows are much more relaxed because we just kind of chill and bullshit. There's no major events going on with us.
Yo, did you ever have Jen Remauro back? The fucking chick blocked me from everything, man.
You're fucking creepy.
No, I'm not, bro. Hey, you know what happened? What happened was she...
That Marco just called you creepy?
Yes.
No, and I'm telling you no, because what happened was she got a boyfriend, just like fucking Missy. She got a boyfriend, and I'm sure the fucking guy got uptight and shit, and she wants to, you know, keep sucking his dick. So that's what happened,
I guess. She got the lips for it.
I know. These uptight chicks don't like you talking about their pussy. What a classless guy. What a classless woman.
I didn't say anything disrespectful. Like the last thing I remember telling Jen Remauro, because you know she has great lips, I told her that I would love to see her lips all, you know, with the grease of fried chicken, you know, because that would be so hot.
Jesus Christ.
You know, and that's it. I
don't understand what was so offensive.
Me neither. Me neither.
You know what I'm going to do? Real quick, if I can find this fast, I have a clip of Pedro leaving a message when he first discovered Jen.
Okay.
When she was on, but it might take me a minute to find. So go, you guys talk amongst yourselves. Okay. While I look for the shit.
Discuss.
Yeah, Pedro, what'd you do to this woman?
To who? To Jen Remauro? Yeah. I'm telling you, just like Missy, she fucking got a boyfriend. Oh, now, and then she blocked me from everything.
Well, maybe the boyfriend wasn't happy with you.
All I wanted to do was cock and slap her very lovingly, like I want to do to Missy, you know?
Yes, very lovingly.
Yeah, very lovingly. You know, but Missy, I still cannot believe you didn't give me a chance, you know? Like, we could have gone out and eat some seashells and shit.
Seashells?
Yeah, you know, the ones with the meat in there, you know.
Oh my God.
Oysters, clams,
oysters.
Yeah, like clams and shit, you know. You know, something like that. You know, something that turns women on.
No, remember we talked about this, and I said that you had to stop coming on so strong and be more friendly.
And I did.
You did not.
I was talking to you very nicely, very romantic and shit.
Pedro,
I can only do it for so long.
In
you
Pedro's
know?
Defense.
Wait a minute, Pedro. Didn't you at one point post a video where you had Jen Remauro's picture and you're come on the face of the photo?
Yes, it was Jen and Missy.
It was both of us.
Yeah.
So he had a threesome.
This is an old clip.
I had a paper cut.
this is an old clip. I don't even know if you'll be able to hear it, but it's called Pedro Calls the Hole. So I don't know what this is, but what the fuck was playing?
Go ahead.
Yo, Rob, Pedro, what's up, bro? Yo, I was listening to the last shit that you recorded, and you started talking about the courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, the song and shit.
All right, that's
and you're
an old
fucking
one.
Wrong, man. The band that you said I played, that's not the band. The band is not a band. It's a music guy.
Anyway, here's a better one.
Joe Rap, Pedro, what's up, bro? Long time no talking to you.
What, you have a cold?
What the fuck?
Hello.
Did we lose you guys again?
I don't hear anybody.
What is it, just kicking them off?
Yeah, wireless is strong. It might be on
yeah, I don't understand. I know the Wi-Fi is good here.
Hola.
Holy shit. Makes too much for two at the same time. Three.
I don't know how the fuck we're going to do a combined show.
Because, well, it's one Skype. Don't be in the studio.
No, I know. No, but I'm saying with all the people, all the voices. Everyone gets drowned. People get drowned out.
Nah, there's a way to hook up the boy. Rob's going to
No,
help
no, no. You're
out.
Not understanding me. There's too many people.
Talking.
Yeah.
I will figure it out. It'll either be good or suck.
Well, let's face it. It'll probably be Fob talking to Rob.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like that 12-hour show we did.
It's tough to get in a word.
I got to find that. I got to find that and cut it up so I can give it to Rob and see what he wants to do with it. We did like a marathon show, like our second year. It was like literally we started at 8 o'clock at night and didn't stop till 5:30 in the morning. We were just nonstop, and we had people from the site from Riotcast calling in, joining in on conversation. We had some listeners calling in, joining in on conversation. We talked about anything and everything.
Rob said sorry he got cut off, so I guess it might have been with Rob.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. That was fantastic though. Holy fuck.
Yeah, that was sensory overload.
You got to text. What's her face back? Let her know she can come on.
Well, you want to do it after the break? You want to talk to her after the break? Or?
Yeah, I guess so.
We'll take a break first.
Yeah, you want to? You guys want to take a break
let's
now?
Take a break.
All right, let's take a break now. Shannon, if you're listening, you can call back after the break when we come
pull
back.
Pull over this time.
Yeah. Land the plane. Oh, wait.
It's Rob. Yo, Rob.
Yeah, just call him back to say goodbye, and I love you.
Love you too, bro.
All right, guys. We'll talk soon. We'll do that joint show. It should be a good time.
Definitely.
Sounds good.
All right, Rob.
All right, later, guys.
Later.
Rob.
Yo, Rob. Rob.
The Podfather.
That's funny.
Fucking Pedro.
Yo.
Pedro.
Yo, Marco has to learn how to work that fucking equipment.
It's not me.
It's not Marco.
You guys keep getting kicked off, but it's not us. The signal strength is fine. It's not us. It's on your guys' end.
Yeah, well, Marco can make excuses all day long, but you know it's him.
Listen, we'll take any chance we get to fuck with Marco, but this ain't his fault.
Yeah. Everything else is not this.
I mean, normally, shit that ain't Marco's fault, we blame him for anyway.
Okay, I know you were going to go on. I didn't want to leave without saying goodbye and shit, because that's bad manners and bad courtesy. So
yes. You
guys enjoy your break, your cigarette break, and that shit makes me think of that video when the woman takes a cigar and smokes it with the pussy. So that's what I'm going to think that Miss is going to do in the bathroom.
Oh, exactly what she's going to do.
Yeah, she's going to be blowing rings out of her ass.
Jesus Christ.
Take care, fuckers. Got to go now.
All right,
bro. Later, brother.
All right, bro.
All right, we'll take a break. Shit. We'll be back.
What the fuck?
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? We'll talk about their great deal.
Yes. The fuck?
You of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Just recovering from that.
Yeah, the multiple phone calls in the wind tunnel.
That onslaught.
Yeah.
Hey, goodness.
It was pretty epic.
Shannon should be calling back.
Yeah. So we can seriously discuss this.
Yes.
This epic interview that could happen.
Epic interview that will happen.
I would tune in a heartbeat. Yeah,
absolutely. That's the place.
The only thing, Shannon, you got to do something about the sound, because now I figured out it wasn't me when we did the show. It was you. It sounds like.
She's in like a podcast studio.
That's what it sounds like.
Hi, I'm Shannon. The thing is, I'm here with Fabio.
The thing is, you can't hear us. Oh, man.
Shannon's going to have a stalker now.
That's actually good for you, miss.
That's great for me.
Yeah, take a little heat off you. Although you're that fucking, you're the one he can't get. Not that he could get Shannon or Yen Romero, but
what, Swedish?
Well, that's what he was calling her.
Yen.
Chinese money.
Yes. I didn't even know what he was saying at first. I'm like, what?
Yen Romero. There we go.
Shannon.
Hey, turn your radio down. You're new here?
All right. Yeah, you sound better.
Okay, yeah, I'm on my iPad. Something's wrong, I guess, with my computer. What a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound great now.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like you're here.
Thanks. So really, it was my fault on the show? It was something with me?
Yeah, it definitely was, because when I checked everything after we got off the phone, and I was like, nah, this is the same as always, and I didn't hear any of that background noise.
Yeah,
you
your connection was so bad, Skype went out of business.
There's Chris, the guy you really, really want to interview so bad.
And the thing is that, and this is why I hate calling in, is because then he puts in sound effects that I can't hear, and you're all laughing, and I'm
you can't
in
hear
the
sound effects.
You can't hear the sound effects.
Oh, you should be able to, but that's just the board stuff.
That's another thing, yeah. Fob, that you told me is, oh, that's all fixed now. You'll be able to hear the sound effects.
Oh yeah, I guess not. I guess I lied by accident.
What a shock. Fob lies to another woman and disappoints her.
Hey, easy. What the fuck are you trying to do?
See, that's why I want you on my show, Chris. I like that.
I would be useless on your show.
You can bring sound effects.
Yeah, Chris isn't just useless to women in person. He's right. Also useless on the phone. Oh, man. Shannon, we were talking about it off the air. We really would think that interview of Missy and her boyfriend would be great.
Yeah, I'm down. I really want to do it.
Yeah,
because our show is a relationship killer for her.
Yes, I would rather be on Shannon's show. I kind of like this kid.
Yeah, see, so it would definitely work out, and I think it would be because you'd definitely be better at conducting a more professional interview, where we would just turn into fucking infants like always and start making jokes of everything.
We'd be on his level.
Yeah, basically.
But you guys win anyway because you're just going to cut it up and abuse her anyway.
No. We would cut it up. We would listen to it. We'd critique it on the show and, you know, whatever. But we don't need an excuse to brutalize her.
That's true.
All right. So you just tell me when it works for both of you and we'll hook it up.
Absolutely. I'll definitely let you know. I'll text you.
Okay. Yay.
That should be good.
Hey, Shannon, I wanted to ask you. Now that Pedro is on to your, your scent, you need... I was wondering if there was. Are you worried that he's going to start contacting you now, like through social media?
He already did.
You're kidding me.
Nope, because I posted something about, like, I posted on my page and on my face, the podcast page, for everybody to tune into your guys' show. Then, since I tagged you guys in it, he was able to comment on it, and he said, "You are hot."
Yeah.
Yeah. He's and I was like, "I'm like, oh, so I'm not just a random whore now." And he said he meant that as a compliment.
Yeah, of course he does.
That's Pedro talk. Those derogatory words are meant to be endearing.
He said you're the Riotcast groupie.
Is that really? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Fuck. I feel like I'm a supporter. That's what I like to call myself, but whatever.
Yeah, definitely not a groupie.
That's what groupies call themselves. Yes. Supporter words.
Whatever, Chris. I don't want
to. Bye, Chris.
See, as soon as I open my app, it's
you
all
know,
downhill.
I'll be honest with you. I actually would like to hear a show with her interviewing
it.
Chris.
I would love it.
We got to get Chris on
this
show.
It's like, yeah, it has to be done now.
It does.
Finding a unicorn. It's almost impossible.
It's got to happen. You got to make it happen.
Now I hear everyone else talking but him.
It would be just like real life. Girls want me until they actually get me, and then they're disappointed.
I think we should try it out. Like half an hour, quick mini-sode.
Yeah, I'll set it up for you. You got to come over.
Get
and
your
do
people
it
in contact. My yeah, people will yeah get together. Yeah, we'll do a thing.
Yeah,
deal.
That way we can ruin your show too.
All right. I don't want to keep you guys the whole time. I'm happy I got two shows out of this.
Well, let me ask you something real quick, Shannon.
Yeah.
If and when this interview happens with Missy, do you already know what you're going to like try to touch on? Or are you just going to do like a general relationship thing?
I'm going to like do some some discovery questions at the beginning to find out what there is to dive into aside from the age difference.
Oh, good. I was glad. I'm glad you said that. I was wondering if you were going to bring that up.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, good. See, I can't wait. We got to do this tonight. As soon as this show's done, we'll just call you back and we'll just do it.
No, we'll definitely do it soon. As soon as we both have time that links up, we'll do it. Because I could just do it from my house, so we're all good.
Banging.
Sounds good.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Banging.
And definitely, like, tell me when in the fall any of you guys feel like coming to New York so that we can do a quick show and then go and have some drinks.
I'm definitely going to come to New York, so I'll let you know.
Awesome.
I think at the end of September.
Missy's going to – I would prefer to go when Missy doesn't, but especially if alcohol's involved.
Oh, right.
No, no, no. I'm joking.
We'll
joking.
Just fucking leave her in New
York. I was going to say, after it's over, we can just go our separate ways.
All right. So I'll catch up with all you guys afterwards. Have a great show. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, Shannon. Thanks for calling in.
Bye, guys.
Bye, see Shannon.
You. That's Shannon from the Thing Is podcast. Got to check that out. It's pretty good.
Yeah, she promote us on her Facebook and her Facebook and our viewership jumped up.
Wonderful person.
I love her.
I feel bad that she has to be tainted by this show and the members of it.
She loves us.
Our live viewers just went up, spiked.
Why? Was she on the video?
No. No,
she was on the video thingy?
You really think they spiked?
No.
Come on.
Just kidding.
Fuck out of here.
Oh my God. I'm mean to her, right?
Jesus, Marco.
I love Shaq. Come on, spiked, I love Shannon.
As in
plummeted?
Drunk. Yeah.
As spiked as in Bill Cosby in a drink.
As it went down to zero?
As a Cosby coffee.
Nah, I'm really playing.
Nice.
Shannon's the bomb.
She is. I like her.
I feel bad, though, because now Pedro's like on the radar.
She's like 4 feet tall.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's perfect, yo.
Me.
Yeah.
That's perfect, bro.
That's the first thing I said to her when I met her. I was like, you're so much smaller than I thought.
Yeah, both of these fucking chicks are tiny.
I don't know. Missy, I don't look at Missy as tiny. No. She has such a big personality. Aww. You're like larger than life type thing.
There you go.
There you go. There's your one compliment of the
year. I know. I'm so happy right now.
Hold on. Let me ruin it.
I'm like, can I quote you on that on Twitter?
She's going to Snapchat it.
I'm tweeting about it. I'm so excited.
Bitch, show me a titty.
And there it is.
That was Chris. That wasn't me.
Shannon was on Bobby's show a couple times. They had a contest to be the next intern.
Yes. Yeah. We talked about that on her show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't on the air. It might have been off the air, but we talked about that. Yeah.
I think they made the right choice in Deepu because he's crazy with his graphics and all that stuff.
I think... But I also think Shannon didn't really have as much time to commit, though.
She didn't, no.
Because of,
they
busted
their balls about on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can only come between the hours of, 7:30 and 8.
Oh, God.
Chris's
wheels are turning. I can come anytime I want.
Bye, Chris.
We got to go on that show.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, it would be great to hear you on that show.
I don't think so.
No, see, I
because it's different.
Yeah,
it's,
I don't think I think with you. I don't think you're really thinking about, like, you may think in your mind it would be a train wreck. But
that's exactly what
but
I'm
telling you, it's not what you expect. Not to mention, you really just kind of you'll blend right into the conversation, and it'll be funny where it goes because of who you are. And I think that's what she wants. I think she doesn't want you to be someone different.
Right. She's going to need a bodyguard
she
after the
wants,
show's
listen,
over.
Listen, she wants you on so she can be disappointed in you. So there's no pressure there, Chris.
I've disappointed enough women in my life.
But what does it matter? I mean, it's not like – it's not like –
it's a different –
it's a different disappointment.
I don't have to see the look on her face
right,
when I'm done.
Right. Exactly.
And it's just totally different. Just the experience. You've experienced it. I mean, you're just a different experience than.
Yeah.
She's not going to know how to handle it.
And you guys are kind of in the same boat, too, which is good. Because normally when she talks to people, they're usually in a relationship and they're like, or they've been in a long-term relationship.
Yeah, you guys can talk about being single.
Well, you could talk about, actually, what would be interesting, Shannon, if you're listening, take notes.
Well, she's single because she's picky. I'm single because I'm a fucking disgrace.
No. But she's also explained on the episode that I did with her that lately, because it's been a while since she's been in a relationship, she's gotten to that point where she's kind of lost the art of talking, just the opening talking, breaking the ice thing with men. So she's like, she's become awkward, like more of an introvert now because she's been out of it so long. She doesn't remember how to get back into it.
I gotta listen to
right the because
show.
Guys give a shit what she has to say. When they're trying to bang her.
This is why he should be on the show, because she needs to hear this.
Agree.
I was saying it with a really, I was kind of saying what you're saying, but I was really camouflaging the shit out of it. I was being more gentlemanly about it.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have to worry about being awkward talking to a guy. She could just say hi and let the guy take over.
Yeah, but she's probably looking for something more than just sex.
Well, she
is. That's the problem.
But I told her, I was like, women don't realize, doesn't matter really what you look like, almost every woman on this planet has the upper hand.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously.
You know what I mean? Because guys are just way, they're more animalistic than women are. Women have, like, goals and stuff. Men's goals are to fuck women.
Yeah.
And if, as long as you hold that over their head, you could do whatever the fuck you want, you know? I don't know. I just don't think, I don't think certain women utilize their like, you know, strong points. And it's a shame because.
Well, they usually do once they find the guy that they like. That's why. Or
well,
find
no,
a guy worthy of.
But I told her, I said, you know, get some fucking practice.
Yeah,
you know?
But having the upper hand can also be exhausting because then you have to waste your time with all these dudes because they almost always turn out to just want sex.
You just have to go on a date with all of them at the same time.
No, but even just dating. Gang bang. Before I started dating Young Mike, I was going on dates all the time. And
yeah,
it was
Young
exhausting.
Bill, Young Jim.
Yeah, you had to go with somebody. Yeah, but you found somebody on your level.
Yeah, but I was going out with
mentally.
People, yeah,
that's
well,
not what I meant. But
I
that's
was
funny.
Going out with people my age, and they sucked.
Yeah, because
they're too old. Right? Exactly. They're grown up.
Huh. They're like boring.
Oh, Mike, whatever you do, don't mature. You're in trouble.
Stay young.
No, Missy, I don't do heroin. He's boring.
What do you mean you don't want to fire a gun in a basement on cocaine? God, you suck. Let me tweet that real quick. Young Mike sucks because he doesn't want to fire guns in a basement high on cocaine.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to say anything bad because I don't want to get private messaged.
Marco, that was awesome.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
Marker gets a messenger notification. Yeah. Oh, who wants to talk? Oh.
It's Young Mike.
Marker, there's a courier at the door for you. You have a singing telegram.
Yeah, stop calling my girl a con. She's not white trash. She doesn't live in a trailer.
Oh, it's a musical now?
Yeah, quartet.
I guess he has to sing if he works where he works. Oh, happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
Although he probably does agree with us that Missy dropped the ball when she led him through the worst neighborhood in the country.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I fucked
sure
up
does.
There.
Yeah.
Listen, I can admit when I'm wrong. Right?
Yeah, good for you.
I have to.
Way to own it.
Well, not. I fuck up fairly regularly. So.
Through all that mess,
yeah.
Dr. Z was right in the middle of it.
No way.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Dr. Yeah. Z?
Dr. Z was in the middle of
What'd he say?
He wanted to know.
You're naughty.
Call in, Dr. Z.
No, he's gone. He had to go.
Oh.
I have a patient dying on the table.
You know, he can't call in from the hospital.
I forgot he was working
bad,
at the hospital.
Bad internet, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the internet's bad.
Yep.
Forgot.
He just said, hope we're all well. It's been months since I heard you guys. Has Missy done anal yet? We're still acting like the
Young Mike
married.
Just got a boner. Yeah. Whoa, what?
Dr. Z doesn't have a Facebook page, so you ain't messaging anybody. Okay?
Not to mention you get anthrax in return. That's it. Yeah.
Don't mess with Dr. Z. Anyone heading to London this month?
No. Why, are you bombing a train again?
I'm going to bomb that place!
Yalla, yalla, yalla.
Allahu Akbar!
God is great!
Oh my God!
He ended with a special hi to Fabio.
Of course he did.
We'll call soon, I promise.
All right.
Been saying that for a year.
He basically, I think he does that just because he thinks that I'm going to die soon.
He pops up out of nowhere on Twitter like crazy, and then he's like gone for like a month. I'm like, where
that's
the
what
fuck
happens
are
when
you?
You're on the run from the Interpol. But, you
know, ISIS has training camps all over.
That's awesome, though.
Ay.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty awesome
birthday
of
the
show.
Man.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, wait. Hold on a second. Let's rewind for a second because I heard something that I couldn't really delve into because of all the commotion that was going on. Is it real? This is true that there's a video of Pedro busting a nut on a photo of you and Jen Romero?
Yeah.
No, it's the aftermath.
It's not a video. It's a picture.
I have it.
He took a picture and it's
And there's actual jizz on the photos?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
No, this was years ago, I feel.
I just slipped through the fucking
cracks,
man.
That was one... When he did that...
Do you remember that? I don't.
Vaguely.
I don't
remember
that.
When he did that, that's when I blocked him on all social media.
I remember the pussy pancakes thing.
I'll find it for you.
And then I slowly started learning...
I'll find it for you.
I slowly... CSB.
Oh, guys, I got it!
Gotta go now, Paul.
I slowly started letting him back in. And he's been cool since then, though.
He's jizzing all over my face.
He hasn't done anything weird like that. Now I feel like he's fucking going to, though. He kept asking me for my phone number for like a month straight, and I just wouldn't answer him.
Well, he didn't know you had a boyfriend.
Oh,
no,
I don't think
was,
he cares
it
either
was
way,
before,
to be honest with
it
you.
Was before I had a boyfriend when I was single. He's like, I'm going to take you out for a romantic. He was being sweet
yeah,
for a little
yeah,
while.
He was to take you out for a romantic murder.
Yeah. But then he got creepy again.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. The end of that night would be him masturbating in chicken blood.
Danger zone.
Oh, my God.
I'll try to find it. It's in one of.
That's all right. If you can't find it, I don't really want to see a jizz covered picture.
Ooh, and it's like he printed out our like Twitter photos.
Okay.
So it was like on I don't know. It was a printout copy of
right,
it.
Right.
It was
obviously,
fucking
yeah.
Pixelated and shit.
Yeah, it was all grainy.
Yeah. It's fucking.
Are
weird.
You upset that he came on a pixelated picture
yeah,
of you?
Like, no, could have been a better photo, Pedro.
Jesus.
I just thought that made it even
get a better printer.
Super...
Narcissistic.
It was super creepy. It looked more creepy than
it should
have.
Creepy.
So it was like that was a long time ago. Years, I feel at this point.
Yeah, I don't think.
I might have removed the.
That's
clip.
Like
I think
that,
it was just too creepy.
That's like serial
really
killer
gross.
Shit.
And it
that's
was
like
definitely sperm.
That's like. Just that would taste it. Like,
no, I could tell.
It's a pro.
No, it really is a serial killer esque thing to do to ejaculate on a picture of someone you want to murder. Apparently, I mean, I'm not saying that's what he wants to do, but Christ, that's kind of like the profile right there. Surprised we didn't see him on America's Most Wanted or anything.
I know, right? Pedro's.
And now we're looking for 33-year-old Pedro.
Is he 33?
I don't know. I just came up with that number.
For some reason, I always think he's older.
I think he might be younger.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Was that a twinkle?
No.
Missy just got wet. Throw the chair out.
You
he's
going to
call right
Pedro.
Back. Yo, Missy, I'm sick of Satine.
I just assumed he was older. That's why.
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ, man.
That was fun, though. I hope we do a show with Rob soon.
Yeah. That'll happen sooner than later. I'm sure of it. Rob's always on the ball with that shit. Hey, I know some of you guys didn't watch it. Me and Marco were talking about it. We had it on for a little bit. Did you actually watch the Chris Farley?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
No. I'll tell you what. I always hated that, you know, he died and everything, and I know a lot of people do.
Hell yeah.
But when you watch it, you really start to feel like, God damn it, I can't believe that.
He's dead.
Well, he's dead!
Yeah. not just that he's dead, but, like, him, really? Like, out of all the people you could have... Think of all the fucking, like, just talentless people. Like, David Spade would have been a better candidate for...
I mean, love David Spade, but...
See, I think he's just a...
I get what you're saying.
He's a coattail rider. He's not really...
No, I love David Spade.
Yeah, but he can't carry anything on his own. He's got to be, like... What?
Joe Dirt.
Christopher Walken made that movie better than
he did.
But
he was a supporting character. I don't know.
Life's Like a Garden, dig it.
I love that shit.
I think people like it because it's so bad.
Yeah,
so
I love it.
No, I get it, the whole cult classic.
Yeah, I mean,
thing.
He's saying... Spade can't carry anything, and your response is Joe Dirt.
Dude, that's one of my.
I mean, come on.
That's one of my favorite fucking movies. Is Joe Dirt? I love it.
I think. Yeah.
Remind you of home.
Shut up. I do. I love it, but I get what you're saying with that because Chris Farley was like one of a kind for sure.
Yeah, like you know, a lot of movies after
and
a while.
He was talented, and he made you laugh.
After a while, movies kind of get old. Like honestly, like I'm over Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I feel
like. And most of his movies, I can't even
watch
them anymore.
Yeah, like, it's weird. I tried watching Billy Madison the other day.
Oh, it's awful. It's
and
awful.
I was like, oh my God, it's shut awful. Up. I turned it off. I couldn't even
yeah.
watch it.
Yeah, back that to movie. School. It didn't back age well, that movie. School.
No, it didn't at all.
Stop but looking like, at me, Schwan.
Yeah,
it was horrible. Like,
that baby talk is.
Oh, it's
yeah,
terrible.
It's annoying. Way
and over. You know what the best part of that movie was?
The end.
No. Chris Farley, the bus driver.
Yeah.
That's
I'll
true.
Turn this bus around so fast.
And he's like,
and your precious shrimp.
Happy Gilmore still holds up, though.
See, I thought that aged badly, too.
Really?
Not as bad as Billy Madison. Like, it's better than Billy Madison, but it's just, meh. But Tommy Boy, I'll watch it every fucking time.
All the time.
I even Black Tommy Sheep, Boy. I still think it's good. It's not as good as Tommy
yeah,
Boy,
no.
but
no,
I
Black
like
Sheep
it.
Was funny, though.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. But Tommy Boy, oh, man.
Tommy Boy is the best movie.
And the best thing about that, now that I watch this documentary, they say that Tommy Boy is actually, it's basically a movie about Chris Farley's real life. It's all taken from his life experience.
What?
Like working for his father.
What?
His father's a big guy. You know,
did his father die?
No. I don't know if he's dead now.
You
know what? He wasn't in the thing, so he's probably dead. So I don't know. It wasn't about his dad anyway.
Interesting.
But it was very similar to, like, the whole weight room thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, when he goes by. That happened from reality.
No way.
Well, he would walk by, like, in front of his friends. He'd go and run in front of, like, a bunch of hot girls. Be like, hey, you guys know where weight room is around here? Like, he'd do that whole
That's
thing.
Fucking
like,
awesome.
That was all him. That wasn't, like, a writer that created that. That's all his life experience. And here's the part that I like, just floored me. Do you remember the scene when him and David Spade are at the motel and he does that to that hot chick that goes skinny dipping in the
yeah.
pool? That girl was his real life girlfriend at the time. It was
no.
actually, yeah, they were probably going to get married at some point.
Oh,
she was
shit.
A Victoria's Secret
yeah.
model or something. She looks like shit now.
She don't look very
no,
good.
No, she didn't age well, but she looked great then. And it's just funny to see him do the whole weight room thing and then go
Aww.
Back to the... go back to the room and see David Spade, like, Richard.
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe it was the Yankees.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
But yeah, it sucks because, and I also heard the audio. I heard this not on the documentary.
The Shrek audio?
Yeah.
Dude, I know.
Him as Shrek interacting with Eddie Murphy yep. as the donkey.
They said the movie would have been completely different because the character was different.
He was just a regular, like.
He was more of like
dude.
A lovey, bubbly
yeah.
little.
Well, he sounded a little, he sounded like a.
He didn't have an accent or
no,
anything.
No,
like
it was just him.
But the character actually, like, because Shrek's kind of an asshole.
Well, he sounded like, that clip that they played, he was basically saying how he hates people.
Yeah.
And he likes to be by himself and wants to be left alone,
yeah.
which is kind of what Shrek did too. It's just a different sound,
right.
like, you know, a different energy to it. And
it sounded good, though.
Yeah, but it was weird,
yeah,
though, to hear that.
It was
it's like,
super
oh,
weird.
Man, that's fucking crazy. It's just, it just sucks that, you know, somebody like that just gets like, I mean, yeah, it was
it's
his fault.
It's a fucking cocaine.
See? Learn a lesson there, miss.
I'm cocaine free for a little while now.
You know what? Next week when we do the show, I'm going to put a little like baking powder on the toilet seat. For
Fuck
when you go
you.
To the bathroom. And see if it's there when I go back.
Little trap.
Oh, it's God. This is the worst blow ever. Like. Yeah, but I recommend anybody who's a Chris Farley fan, you got to watch
it.
It's on Spike. It was on Spike TV
okay.
Monday. It should be on demand. You can watch
is
it on demand.
Netflix?
It's like 2 hours. Yeah. No, not yet. No. It was 2 hours long. It was great.
Sweet.
Had a lot of good cameos talking. Like David Spade was on it. Not that he's good. But
Dan Aykroyd.
I love David Spade.
Yeah.
Man.
Sandler was on it. Bob Saget was
Bob
on
Saget.
It. Bob Saget looked like he was about to burst into tears, man.
Really?
Yeah. And Tom Arnold. I didn't know they were like really tight.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Fat Guys Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom lost a lot. Ton of weight.
Yeah, he doesn't look like the same
yeah.
guy, man.
He was kind of thin in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot he was in it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But,
so is it sad, though?
A little bit. I mean, it's funny because when you watch it, they show a lot of the best clips from him, like whether it's Saturday Night Live or, you know, Tommy Boy, whatever. And it makes you laugh and it makes you remember how funny he was. And then, you know, when they start talking about the tragic side, it's like, oh, God, that sucks.
In and out of rehab 17 times.
Yeah.
Jesus.
17?
Yeah. 17.
I
yeah.
heard that him leaving SNL was like a death sentence.
Well, he was actually kicked off.
Yeah,
because
the new people. The new people took over?
Well, no.
Is that what they said? They didn't like them?
No. Lorne Michaels. No, Lorne Michaels was afraid for him, so that's why he kind of pushed him off the show, because he thought if he didn't have the show, that would – because the one thing that Chris Farley, like, dreaded was not being in the spotlight. So he figured if he took the show away from him by removing him from it, he'll get clean. He'll clean himself up and come back.
Right.
You know, what? And he didn't. That was pretty much a tailspin after that. So – because he was – they said he was clean for – Beverly Hills Ninja, and then like right after that, he went right back to, you know, hardcore. And he was just a mess.
And he was funny in Beverly Hills Ninja.
Yeah, I mean, the movie sucked in general, but like him as a ninja is hilarious. It's you know, it's like a long SNL skit is really what it was. But yeah, it just it was kind of cool though. You hear a lot of people would say, like a lot of guest stars would. When they would go and host Saturday Night Live, they'd want to do a skit with him so bad. Like, he was the favorite.
Yeah, I would think so.
Of everybody.
Sure.
And, you know. And he was like that in real life, that whole, like, kind of dumb thing. Like, oh, you know, like that just weird awkwardness. And they showed that one skit that he did with Paul McCartney when he interviewed him. You remember that?
That was cool.
Yeah, he's like, so you're like, you were like with the Beatles, right? And he's like, yep. He's like, man, that was awesome. Like, he was just so fucking funny. And then when he fucked up a question, he'd be like, God, I'm so stupid. Like, hilarious.
How long is he? When did he die again?
Oh, my God. Like,
it's been a long time.
97,
right?
Something like
Fuck.
That. 96, 97.
20 years.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. You believe that?
No.
He's probably still fat, though.
No, I'm sure he's not. How old was he?
He was like 33. He was young. He was young.
I thought he died in a hot tub with his girlfriend. That's not
wow.
true.
Wow. You like morphed a whole bunch of deaths together there.
Did I?
Yeah. It's like part Morrison, part like
I thought he was
Mama
in a jacuzzi Cass. And he started like. And he
choking
like
on his
out.
Own vomit. And
I know he
then
was.
Then he got a shotgun and blew his brain out.
Yeah. It was a magic bullet.
So, no, that's not how he died.
Yeah, he died in the book depository.
No. Oh,
in 1997.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time, man.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I remember they showed a photo leaked somewhere in a magazine or something. I forget what it was. Or maybe this was back like in the AOL days, but a photo leaked of an actual picture of the scene
yeah.
where he was laying there. You know, he just looked like he was sleeping, basically. But it was kind of sad, though. It's like, ah, that's fucked up. Like, why, you know.
Fuck yeah.
But, and he was a fucking...
So pisser. He didn't die in a jacuzzi?
No, it looked like he was on the floor of a bathroom.
Okay.
So you were close.
Did he have a bathrobe on? Do you have a bathrobe
I think
on?
So, yeah. I think he had a bathrobe on. I don't know. I just...
What happens? Your heart just explodes? Like
I don't know. I'll let you know, though, when it happens. I'll send you an email. Ask Dr. Z. I'm not a fucking doctor. Do I look like someone who's healthy?
I don't know. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, man. I can only imagine where he would have went at this point.
I'm sure he would have been insanely successful.
I mean, how many roles would have been different in movies? Like, certain guys that got the roles,
yeah.
you know, even... more recent that probably would have went to him had he, you know,
fuck yeah,
lived or whatever.
And just having the Shrek would have made him like super famous.
Yeah. I wonder if it would have been just as much of a success though.
Probably.
Cause Mike Myers is kind of over the top with the whole,
he
you know.
Was good at Shrek though.
Yeah.
He
no,
was
no, he was
very good at Shrek.
He was, as much as I'm not a fan of the Wayne's World. Again, those are another set of movies where they did not age well for me.
Oh, I love them. I
love them in the
them.
Beginning.
Them.
Now it's like, ugh.
No, I love them.
It's kind of like, I
can't
Chris
Farley was in them too.
Yeah. He played a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he like, he.
There's a picture. Pedro tweeted it.
He just did now?
Yeah.
Oh, no. he gave Jen a nose job. Oh, Missy, your teeth are melting in that picture.
Yeah.
Jen's pretty hot too.
Fucking scumbag.
I never saw Jen in real life.
Yeah.
Like other than like that.
He sure. does have some lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit. Pedro, you're a sick fuck.
You are a creepster. The ultimate creepster.
Ugh.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, fucking guy, man. Yeah. Fucking Pager's still alive and Chris Farley's dead. I'm just kidding. Yo, that's fucked up, bro. I'm just playing, man. He gets all sensitive. That's homo, bro.
You're no homo, are you?
I love how he came on. He comes on our show and just
and comes on pictures. He comes on pictures. He comes on a lot of things, apparently. Chickens.
Oh, Pedro.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, Miss. He's a changed man.
Yeah, he's a changed man. I was going to say something, but he wouldn't let me get it in. I was going to say, you know, in his defense, he has changed a lot since the beginning. Because in the beginning, you were at the point where we could see.
It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, because we could see you, and you looked like you were basically ready to just go.
It was nonstop, though.
Yeah, now she looked like she was like ready to run out of the room.
Now he places those things.
But even when you're not here and he calls in, like it seems like when you're not here, he calls in a lot more. And, you know, he calls in, he'll say a few things, but he's not as, like, bad about it as
he used
to be.
He's growing up.
He's being less creepy.
He's learning.
He's learning.
Maybe it was his trip to, wherever, Guadalajara or wherever the fuck he was for
the airport in New York?
Yeah. Remember, he was gone for, like, a year.
The Dominican Republic?
That's it, the Dominican Republic. He was gone. Maybe he got some help or something down there.
No, don't get him started on that. He'll start going off about CIA shit.
True.
He's fucking.
I was impressed how like passionate he was though about politics.
Yeah,
he said he didn't call last week because he had to watch the debate.
Oh, see, that's cool. I heard that was like an SNL skit.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
Oh my God, Donald Trump! I swear, I hope he lasts to the very end. Because did you hear the interview with the chick that was interviewing him?
No, I heard she was a real cunt, though.
No. Hold on. She asked the question was something along the lines of, how does it make you feel to know that women, something about the way he treats women, the way he approaches women, and how they feel about him in return. And his response, I don't remember what his direct response to her was.
He told a woman on a reality show that she should be in the kitchen on her knees clean. Yeah, and like, some shit like that.
He's very, very sexist. Yeah, very. Well, like, total. Like, he makes me look like a really nice guy, right? When it comes to sexism.
Wait, was this during the debate? He said something about.
No. This came out right after the debate, though. And his response to this woman was. Yeah, I remember the question. She was bleeding out of her eyes or probably bleeding out of somewhere else, meaning she was on her period.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, like, mind-blowing at that point. It was like, what? This guy has no filter.
Like, I saw somebody tweet something that was made sense because there's, a lot of people that are actually for Donald Trump because
I don't know who these people are, but yes, it's true.
Right.
He does have supporters.
And they're like, oh, he, you know, fucking says what's on his mind. And I don't know who it was, but they were like,
that's not always a good thing.
Me and my Uncle Joe fucking always speaks his mind too. Should he be the president? And it was like, how can you think that?
A successful, like, he's a successful.
He's not really that successful.
He's not that successful. He's lost a lot of shit in his lifetime.
A lot. You don't remember him losing?
Not
all
to mention,
those
this is a guy.
Lose,
hold on a second. This is a guy.
Back in the 90s,
this
didn't
is
he?
A guy that inherited money. He didn't start from the ground up.
I'm sure.
So he really doesn't know the whole work ethic type shit.
I don't know about all that.
Wow.
I would research our facts.
I guarantee you the majority of his businesses
and buildings, there was a lot of illegal shit going on for those things to be put up.
Something that's I mean, he belongs in politics then because there's a ton of that shit going on.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but you're talking about people have to vote for you. Is that what you want to vote for?
I personally wouldn't vote for Trump.
Okay. No.
Not enough. There's just, he's not.
Unless
he's
you're a multi-millionaire, there's really no benefit for him being in office, except for the comedic value of it.
Yeah, he's a fucking...
Yeah, I wouldn't vote for him.
I would be terrified if he became our president.
Like, Mitt Romney is a better candidate because he's someone who could financially help certain people.
Is he running?
No.
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 I mean, what's Trump going to do at the first sign?
You're fired.
The first sign of
he's going to fire everybody.
At the first sign of war. So, I mean, all of a sudden we're going to go to war with Russia and China.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to buy them out.
He doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut, like the whole United States would be nuked in like fucking 3 days.
Yeah, the foreign policy would go right in the toilet.
It's already bad as
it
is.
Yes. Listen, they would never let him get in office.
It's not going to happen.
Ever. No. Ever, even if he won.
I think
like,
he knows that.
He'd be like, he didn't fucking win. Give it to Hillary. Just give it to her.
I heard Jesse Ventura is going to be his running mate.
No.
Please tell me you're joking.
No, I read that today.
It's like everything is a joke in America anymore.
Yeah, it really is. Right? And that's why nobody takes this country serious anymore, because it's just a big fucking
joke. He was
the
governor of Minnesota. He did a good job.
I understand that, but you're Donald Trump.
But Minnesota is
Jesse Ventura?
Is an unimportant state. It really is. No offense to people that live there.
It's probably the least populated state.
No. That's a big state. Geographically, it's a big state. That's not what I'm saying.
But it's not like New York.
It's exactly.
Imports come in and export.
You're talking about one of the coldest states in the country that nobody really visits. That the only thing that they're really known for is that they have the biggest mall in America. Out of all the
biggest mall?
Mall. Yeah. They have the biggest strip mall in America.
Oh.
All the states, they have the largest strip mall.
That's it?
Yeah, there's really, you know, it's not really.
Is it in like the Bible Belt? I don't know where the fuck it is.
No, Bible Belt's like Georgia.
Is
Louisiana.
It up? Then it's up?
Yeah, it's up.
Yeah,
it's up your ass.
It's up. It's the furthest point from the equator belt that you like to refer to.
I was like totally picturing where it was in my head.
Yeah, Minnesota's at the Bible Belt. And New York's in Canada. Fucking idiot.
Listen, I don't know where the fucking country. Like states are and shit.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
they'll teach them print shop.
He's not helping his cause if he's going to have Jesse Ventura.
No,
as
hell
no. Except for Marco, he's an ex wrestler. Marco,
that's like
vote
John
for that.
John McCain putting in the goddamn cunt. That would have killed him.
That goddamn cunt
definitely would kill him.
Yeah, that's absolutely what killed him.
He would have. He probably would have won the election had he would have for her, because he was one heart attack away from her being the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about, I mean, foreign policy. This chick claims she can see Russia from her backyard.
She's a fucking crazy bitch.
Missy, she makes you like a fucking
Harvard
scholar. She
really does. She's going to run for president. I'm going to be her vice president.
Great.
I'd rather you be president.
Moving to Canada.
Yeah, right?
I feel you.
But it is, the whole thing's a fucking joke. And so is Donald Trump is just... I mean, granted, the Republican National Party is always more entertaining. Democrats are boring.
Except for
Bill. Bill was great because Bill was, Bill was, you know, doing his thing and whatever.
Right. He'd be giving a speech and a hot chick would walk by and you see his head.
He had
trail
a chick
in
the podium probably blowing him. Like, oh, America. his eyes would sink in the back of his head when he was busting a nut in some prostitute's mouth. He was giving a fucking State of the Union address. But, like Republicans are definitely more entertaining. And Donald Trump is very entertaining for this whole thing. It makes it more interesting. Especially for people like me that really
don't give a shit.
Well, not that I don't give a shit. It's just like I won't sit there. You know, I went back and watched clips of the debate. I didn't want to watch the whole thing.
I still didn't even watch
clips. I wanted to watch clips of him, and it was worth watching.
Because I heard he was
– answers are incredibly, incredibly stupid. Not just stupid, but just
– And he's not even embarrassed for himself?
No. He walks around with that hairdo. How's he not embarrassed to begin with?
I guess, but still. I can't believe he's actually running. Like, it blows my fucking mind.
Doesn't it really?
Yeah.
You know how the whole thing...
He's so arrogant. Yeah. Like, it surprises you that he thinks he can win?
Yeah. I don't know why.
It doesn't shock me even a little bit.
I'm just like, really? You don't think any better of yourself?
When they
You're going to make this joke?
When they had all 10 candidates up on the stage, for the first thing that the moderator asked was... by a show of hands, any of you who will not win the ticket will not support who is, you know, the candidate for president. He was the only one to raise his hand, basically saying,
"Well, you know what?
He wouldn't
I like
support
that.
Anyone.
I like that. And they all. I hate blind support to your party.
I fucking can't stand that.
He truly doesn't like any of those guys, anybody.
No, none of them. None of them. And it was funny because the camera angle, the closest person to the camera was Christy, or maybe it was just because he's fat. I don't know. But he just kind of like looked down and shook his head a little bit. He didn't even smile. He was just like, what an asshole. And I hate that fucking
guy. Did anybody have intelligent answers to the questions?
I didn't watch everybody else's shit. I really don't.
It's all
the same old crap.
It's all the same old crap.
It's a lot of horse shit. I mean, it's all the questions are just.
Are they complicated? About like
no,
the
questions
stuff,
are
or?
First of all, this is all right wing shit. Like right. The questions are right wing, the answers are right wing. They're vague. All right,
so it's pointless.
Yeah, in a sense, like you know, they could ask somewhat
are
of a detailed
question.
Are you pro life
or are you an asshole?
Well, I mean, pretty much almost every Republican is,
of course,
is anti-abortion. Mm-hmm. Almost every Republican, and it's like you know, they kind of stay away from those questions, and they kind of go more toward. It's mostly financial with these guys. It's all about taxes.
Yeah,
and,
because the Republican Party's always been better with money than Democrats, right?
Well,
isn't
they're better
thing?
for the one percenters.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, the Republicans are for the rich people, the Democrats are for the poor people, and everybody says fuck the middle class.
Well,
there's no middle class anymore.
There is no middle class anymore, but
it's dwindling.
See, there's a problem with both. That's why I hate this system. There's you basically have two main parties, and anything else is just a vote killer for either one of those two parties.
Absolutely.
Mostly Democrats, like Nader. He was a Democrat killer. Because, you know, his votes would take away from the Democratic, you know, running whatever. And the fact that you only have two parties to really choose from, yeah, you do have a – but those votes are never going to amass to anything.
No.
Because they don't have nearly the same political power as a Republican or a Democrat. So it's basically a wasted vote, really. You should vote for the better party. You know, that would stand more for what you stand for. But the problem is that Democrats want everyone to be the same, which I don't agree with. I have no problem with there being rich people, you know, but they are more Democratic, meaning for the people. Republicans are just – they're just candy for rich people is what they are. They don't care about anybody below a certain tax bracket, and it shows – when they're in office.
I started watching House of Cards because I
hear it's a great show.
Yeah, and it's all politics.
Yeah,
completely.
Well, yeah.
It's fucking good.
Well, yeah, it's worth watching
God
just because of Kevin
damn.
Spacey.
Mm. Kevin Spacey is so fucking goddamn good.
You have
it.
No sack.
He's such an asshole.
Yeah, I heard. It's I heard like, he's like a real dick.
It's amazing. Like, yeah. his acting
That's perfect
is
Republican.
Incredible.
He's Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it just shows, like, if this is based on reality at all, fuck.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, holy fuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, it's just a game. Everything's a game.
It is. It really is a game.
Because most politicians, he says it, are, they don't care about money. They care about power. But you have to have money to have power.
Well,
so it's like, but
if you're in office, you can still have power, especially
oh,
if you're
yeah.
the president.
He's just a congressman so far where I'm at, and
right.
he has more power than the president right now.
Yeah, and I could see that. I mean, but it just, I think it's all, the whole thing is just a joke. Like, if this really is a free country, which it's not.
It's not.
But if things are run by the people, for the people.
It's the illusion that it is.
Exactly. It's yeah. exactly what it is. It's just an illusion. I mean,
it's
you
bullshit.
Still have rules you have to follow that, in other words, okay, so we can only pick between, I'm going to stick with just the two parties.
Yeah.
Forget the other parties that run.
It's just
wasteful. Bullshit. Yeah. But that's really not much of a choice, is it? It's
no.
like, oh, okay, would I rather drink piss or would I rather eat shit? Because that's really what it comes down
yeah.
to. Which would you rather do for yeah. 4 years? And it's like, I got to pick the lesser of two evils. It's never, oh, this is good or this is the best. And to see all these like fucking weirdos on TV that are so gung-ho about their specific party, it's like, dude, it's not all great. There's still a lot of bad shit in here. You know?
Fuck yeah.
Obama did a shitty job.
Yeah, but I feel like anybody was going to do a shitty job after Bush.
Yeah, but Obama had 8 years. And he did the whole Obamacare.
Well, that's what that's really the shitty job. I mean, yeah. you know, if it wasn't for the fact that under his reign, basically, that they got Obama, Bin Laden, sorry, Freudian slip, Obama, Bin Laden. if it wasn't for that, I mean, there really would not be much praise for him at this point.
Not at all.
Because a lot of people are having issues with Obamacare.
And I get that, but why is it a bad thing to force people to have health care?
No. That's not what my point is. Even the people that are getting health care are having issues.
I know. Yeah. I know it's not going well.
It's not right.
But the idea of Obamacare is good.
For
people shouldn't walk into the hospital without fucking insurance and expect not to pay for anything.
Right, but it's also giving insurance to people that don't.
I agree.
That live on the street. You know, it's like.
It's
making it easier for homeless people to get health.
Making people do it's kind of a form.
And not for nothing, but if you're homeless,
well,
form of socialism.
Can you walk into McDonald's and just take food and just walk out?
Of course not.
Well, then why should you be able to do it at a hospital?
I agree with that.
I'm with you.
I agree with that. My point is
that it was
just
put together horrible.
Yeah,
and
it's
I agree with that.
System,
but
terrible
the
system.
Idea of it, I think he had the right idea.
There should have been a better game plan to go about it. It should have been way more prepared.
I
it just
agree
seems
with
like
that.
They kind of threw everything together.
Yeah, I don't really know
said,
anything about it.
Well, I mean, you have to like the website that you go on to register and everything. The first thing that happened was it crashed. For weeks, it was down. And people were like, I need to get health care. I need to get health care, blah, blah, blah. So it just caused more of a buildup because
I
now you're giving
that.
Everybody false hope that they're going to have something that they couldn't get.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all gung-ho about getting it. Now there's more and more people, which caused such a clusterfuck chain of events to happen.
Well, yeah, and part of the clusterfuck was the rich people who own these multi-billion-dollar corporations are like, oh, we're going to have Obamacare? We don't have to give our people insurance.
Exactly.
We'll save a couple bucks and let them get their own fucking insurance.
And exactly. And that part of it was went into effect immediately, even before people got their health care.
But I thought that the businesses that actually gave their employees' healthcare got breaks, tax breaks, and things
they
like
do.
That.
They do.
So then why would they just take it away from people? If they
because
were
getting
because
it costs
them
a shit ton of money.
It makes them
to
more
offer
money.
It. They don't have to pay more out of pocket for their company to offer healthcare because it costs them money too.
Right.
It's not like they sign a contract with a third party healthcare or whatever and say, yeah, can you represent our company for healthcare?
How much
like,
is
yeah.
healthcare?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it all depends on who you work for and what it like.
How
honestly,
much is Obamacare?
I don't know. I don't have
depends.
Obamacare.
There's
I have
there's
healthcare
peers,
through
there's,
work.
There's like platinum. There's gold. There's all kinds of like different
Netflix gold, Xbox gold.
Like I would have to pay like every paycheck like for my family to insure my family. It's like $400 a paycheck. It was like $800 a month.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Well, I want the top tier.
That's not that bad because Cobra is more money than that.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So that's not as bad as something like a third party, like a Cobra or whatever other thing was out there. You know, it does help in a sense, but at the same time, it's like I'm fortunate because my company, I'm a union worker, so I have – really good benefits. And to be honest with you, it used to be better. I used to have to pay for nothing.
Right.
Now they added these little like loopholes now, these little things. It's just like for instance, one of the things that we have to deal with now is if you have an emergency room visit, the first emergency room visit of the year, and this counts for everybody under your plan. So if I had kids, you know, count for them too. Whoever goes to the emergency room first in that year period has to pay $1,000, which
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
what?
you have.
But then after that, if there's any other emergency room, it's nothing.
Yeah.
That's really the only thing that and like the copay changed. We used to have zero copay. Mm-hmm. Now it's like $5 or $10. I forget what it is, which again is not bad at all, and I shouldn't be complaining. But it's changed under Obama's presidency. Before that, you paid nothing, you know, and I'm fortunate. So for me, I can get any kind of, whether it be dental, eye, medical, emergency room, whatever. And I pay almost nothing.
What do people that don't have jobs do for healthcare?
They're fucked. They use a Band-Aid for everything.
Okay. So they're not.
No,
like
they can sign up for Obamacare.
It's like minimal.
Yeah.
Like minimal.
Yeah. But they still have to, it's still going to cost them. It's not like they're getting it for nothing.
Hmm.
You can't get it for free.
I don't know. I know I have health insurance. I pay for it, but I don't know.
I mean,
you should educate yourself a little more.
Yeah, probably.
Make sure you got the right plan.
I know that once Obamacare went into effect, I stopped paying for things. Like things that I used to get bills for. Stopped.
Like she's going to die anyway.
Stop the drug abuse. And then somebody told me it was like, I don't know. I don't really know. But bills that I used to get, I stopped getting. So I finally asked.
You want
like,
Medicaid?
No.
Aflac?
I have United Healthcare. Health insurance.
Medicaid, Medicare, or Aflac?
Shut up. But no, like it used to be like $130 for me to go to a gynecologist.
Aflac.
And I would get.
Wait, they pay you $130?
No, I would. Fuck yeah.
Pedro's for gynecologist.
And then I remember, like, I had it already, and they were like, all right, thanks. And I was like, don't I got to pay you? And they're like, no. And I'm
That's
like,
good.
Really? And they're like, yeah, Obamacare changed everything.
Right.
I'm like, this seems positive. And they're like, it is. I was like,
I guess
oh,
for
okay.
some people it's beneficial yeah. and for others it isn't. I mean,
like everything was free. Like my birth control became free and all that.
Well, they were like, she can't reproduce. We have to give this. This is free.
I used to pay $30 a month for it, though. Yeah.
We got to give this to her.
They come to our house and I forced a pill down her throat.
Oh, shut the fuck
Well, a buddy
up.
I work with, he has asthma and it cost him. It used to cost him like $280 a month for his asthma medication.
Fuck.
Right. Well, now under our health care plan,
cheap.
It costs him $20 a month.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, it's a huge drop.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's not a big deal for him because it's not just – he doesn't have just the inhaler. He's got other medicines he's got to take too.
Oh, with it?
Yeah. So altogether, it was like $280 or something.
That's
I don't forget. Now it's $20 for everything. It's like he's happy as shit.
Yeah, you know? I can. That's awesome.
But the funny thing is that guys at the job that have been there for 20 years, they used to have to pay nothing for their prescription. Like, literally
Listen,
nothing.
I worked with a guy who worked at our company for a little over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And when the Obamacare – or it was – Obamacare happened, and then our insurance had changed.
Mm-hmm.
And
most people's did.
He was like – he left. He got another job somewhere else. He's like, I can't afford it. And because he needed insulin and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and he's like, it's so expensive now with their new insurance. I know. I don't fucking know. I know that whenever I tell people my deductible, they're like, you have fucking a highest deductible. But
what's your deductible?
$2,500.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's high.
But I picked that because I pay the least.
Because you pay
amount.
Less.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know. I'm like,
you're
going to
live forever.
Yeah. But I don't go to the doctors or anything, really. Like, when
it's
I do, shut the fuck up.
You have a
up.
Herpes on your eyebrow.
Fuck you. But when I do, it's never.
It's not a herpes. Pedro's cum.
It's not that much money, though. Like, it's really not.
No, I hear you.
I don't. But I guess if something serious happened to me, then I'd be fucked.
If you get in a car accident or something.
Well, when I was going through all that cancer stuff, that shit was like $10,000.
Mm. Mm-mm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. There was a lot.
Cancer shit. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that one surgery was almost $10,000.
God. Damn.
Yeah, it was nuts.
What, the penis reduction?
Yep.
Just playing. Yeah, man, it's interesting how shit's working out. Not to mention the whole, like, now, what is it, November, they're doing a Democratic one.
Yep.
And yeah,
it's all the same, man.
Well, yeah, it's the same, but.
Yeah, but that's the one I want to say.
Well, yeah, because your girl's going to be in it.
Yeah, ma'am.
Yeah. And I understand. I mean, she's a favorite. So
I feel like she would be a good president as well.
Well, I look at it this way, and I said it last week, the fact that Bill's going to be back in the White House.
Dude, it's going to be so sweet to see him all
she's
the time.
He's going to help her. I mean, whatever she doesn't already know on her own, he's going to be like, you know, this is the way to do it. You know, if you want to get the shit back. Because let's be honest. When Bill was in office, this country was never better.
It was flourishing.
And I'm talking like, you know, our debt wasn't as high. Obviously,
it
gets higher.
My dad is he has his own business. They build houses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He said it. He's like, I love Bill Clinton. I was like, why? He's like, I never made more money in my life than when Bill Clinton
was
president.
People were making money like crazy. It was like a booming fucking decade when he was in office.
I remember. My dad worked nonstop.
And then, you know, Bush comes in and I'm not saying that Bush like single-handedly tore everything down. It's not really the way it went. It just you had all these series of events. I mean, you had the 2008 crash.
Yeah.
That killed everything. It killed the housing market, it killed loans, it killed banks.
It's fuzzy math.
It's fuzzy math, right? There was mergers. you know, they had to do these bailouts, which was unprecedented because they never wanted to inject money into banks from the government. You couldn't do that. Like, it wasn't a something they would ever do, but they had no choice. The government had to step in. The banks were never governed by the government.
Right.
It was just a financial, you know, thing. It was like their own, like, whatever you want to call it, like fraternity.
Entity.
Yeah. And now that the government stepped in, everything got fucked up. So now you have all these things that are just, you know, happening in order. It's like, oh, it's not getting any better. I mean, now it's starting to turn around.
It seems like it.
Things are starting. But then you had 9/11, and that was a huge fucking deal. And then we went to war the first time with Iraq, which we were like, why?
What are we doing?
Right.
You know. I never guess.
Oil.
Right?
Oil.
Let's just talk about oil.
then Afghanistan. And it was just a fucking clusterfuck. And you know, we've never recovered since, and it's slowly starting to turn around.
Isn't like Greece or something like about to go under?
Yeah,
they borrowed more money. They got more money.
Yeah, they're getting another bailout, but they're like on the verge of not being a country anymore. Like, it's really bad over there. And what a racist fucking country! I never realized what a fucking unbelievably racist. I mean, they literally have hand gestures that are like anti-black.
That's insane.
Do they really?
Oh my God, yeah. Like, you know how the Black Panthers had the fist? Mm-hmm. They have something similar that basically stands for, you know, get all the black people out of the country. Like, they want all of them gone. It's like,
that's bizarre.
It is bizarre. It's like, because they're so dark skinned anyway. Like, what do you care?
Fucking right.
You know?
Like, who gives a shit?
Right. I mean,
you're Greek. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Yeah. What are you good for? Yogurt and dressing.
Falafel.
Falafel.
I do
falafel
like falafel.
Is that Greek? Falafel's Greek?
I think so. Yeah.
I like falafel.
Euros. Gyros. Whatever.
Euros.
Yeah.
They're banging. I love that
shit.
I've
never had one, but they look disgusting.
That fucking Takasaki sauce or whatever. I love that shit.
Well, you got to bring the jabs into it.
It's fucking slamming.
It's
sour cream.
Tzatziki.
Wait, really?
Yeah, not Takasaki.
Takasaki.
No,
that's what
we bombed
it.
That place.
Takasaki.
Nagasaki.
Wait a minute. Denounce me. Tzatziki.
Yeah.
Ching pong pong.
I thought that was the building in the Die Hard.
Oh, Takasaki
Plaza.
Yeah.
That's what comes to my mind.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh.
Hey. Takasaki. Holy Missy.
Shit's banging. I love it.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of lamb, and that seems to be their go-to meat.
Oh, it's so good, though.
I don't really want
to. I try not to think about it as lamb.
Oh, why? It bothers you knowing that you're eating lamb?
It bothers me whenever I eat any meat, to be honest with you.
Really? Even chicken?
I have to pretend, like, I'll tell myself it's something else.
Really? What do you tell yourself it is? Oh, it's dick.
That it's not. I convince myself that no food is real animals, so I'll just be like, it's fake chicken.
Why don't you just be a vegetarian then?
I mostly am, to be honest with you.
You don't eat burgers or nothing like that? You don't like
sometimes,
steaks?
Sometimes, it's so rare. Like the biggest,
meat?
Yeah, like it's rare. I eat fish mostly.
Shocker.
Lesbian.
Or vegetables. You know, the only meat that I really like is like
dick.
Really, it's like not real meat. Like, it's like I like pepperoni a lot. And hot dogs. Like, they're my two favorite meats.
Wait, what is your favorite meat?
Hot dogs and pepperoni.
What?
Oh, yeah. So, like, everything else, I don't know. Like, I had a burger the other day for the first time.
So you would rather have a hot dog than a steak?
I fucking love hot dogs, man.
Chris.
You're out of your mind.
I do. I love
hot dogs. Notice that both hot dogs and pepperoni are shaped like dicks.
You know what foods are shaped like dicks? The best ones.
Seriously, man. Like, and notice also that they're both pork.
Yeah.
Pork-based, anyway. What do you like, beef hot dogs or pork hot dogs?
Pork hot dogs.
Do you like the hot dogs that just don't say anything?
Basically, just it's like Franks.
A little bit of everything. It's like Scrapple dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like pork roll.
Oh, pork roll's the shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then maybe sausage. But yeah, it's like pork.
it's all dick meat.
Yeah, it really is, to be honest with you, because then I like turkey sausage. I like turkey. And I will picture a turkey when I'm eating a turkey.
Cock.
But like hamburger, I can't think about a cow.
No.
I can't think of chicken. Uh-uh.
But it doesn't bother you about pigs?
No, because I always look at it like they're like, this is where I was talking to my friend who's a vegan the other day about it.
Weirdo.
And I was like, this is where my mind's fucked up. Because I look at it like all that food that I love is not real. So I think that it's
whoa. What do you eat, Matrix food?
No, like it's like a chicken McNugget. You know how they're not really.
Yeah, it's pink jelly.
Yeah, like
processed.
I look at it like that. Like, oh, it's not really meat.
It's not.
Right. So it's like, but no animals.
You're not
are
eating
dying.
A chicken McNugget. You're eating a jelly McNugget.
Exactly. But I don't eat chicken McNuggets. Do you know what I mean?
So then that's why your food isn't real.
Well, no, that's what well, that's why I think of like pork roll and things. I don't look at it like they were cut from a pig. I look at it like
Jesus Christ, pork roll literally looks like skin from a pig.
but it seems fake to me. I don't know.
Oh, so you're all right with processed fake foods like McNuggets and pork
this
roll?
This is where my fucking brain is retarded. Yes, because I'm like, oh, it's not really meat.
It's not real. This is like pink skin off of a I don't know, box. Yeah,
they didn't really kill the pig to get this pork roll. They just gave him a skin graft.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, like...
She wears it on her face.
Every time you eat pork roll, a pig died for your sandwich.
Say, like, say, you saying that, so now I have to... I've been reading books, trying to get myself,
and
like...
every time you bite into a hot dog, a pig squeals.
Yeah, say,
because
like,
you bit his dick off.
Say, and now I tried to eat a soy dog. And it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And I read this. Then I read this thing that soy gives you cancer.
Well, soy is bad for men more than women.
Oh, okay. And
no, like, not in cancer. Not for, well, I forget what this, something has to do with the male reproductive system. I don't know. It fucks us up, basically.
Like it fucks your sperm up?
Yeah, something like that. It's not good for men.
Yeah,
soy is
shoot
not,
soy sauce.
Not, it's not the same thing.
No, it's not. That's fucking awesome.
I broke it.
Yeah, like I hate that's why I hate Starbucks. Like, first of all, their coffee is way overpriced, and for the way it tastes it should be way less money.
It's
also
super strong though.
Also, I hate it because of all the pretentious fucking assholes that go in there and like,
touché.
I want a 2% soy, but whatever, fucking.
Oh, fuck yourself with that shit.
Like,
first of
half-calf.
All, there's no such thing as soy milk. Milk comes from a tit. Soy doesn't have tits. You're drinking like soy juice. Okay.
Yeah, they should call it soy juice.
It really, because it's not milk. Just because it look like almond milk. It's not almond milk. It's almond
Both
juice.
Both of them are disgusting, by the way.
I like almond milk.
I like almond milk.
Almond milk's good.
Almond milk
is
really
not good.
It's good.
Makes me poop.
So you drink it at 10:30 every day?
10:20.
No. It takes it too quick. It runs right through me.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. That's from Dumb and Dumber.
Almond milk makes you poop. Does almonds make you shit? Like, just regular almonds?
Mm-mm.
No?
I like regular almonds. I like regular almonds a lot.
Poor Miss. Yeah, I don't understand why you just don't become a vegetarian or a vegan. Like, vegan is just crazy to me.
No, I usually, to be honest with you, I go through, like, phases where I won't eat meat for months and months and months. Like, 6-7 months, I won't eat any meat. Mm. But I can't do that now. It's summertime.
You have to thrive.
You're thriving.
Meat helps you thrive.
I need my hot dogs.
How do you not thrive without pigskin?
Listen, all right, all this pigskin talk is making me upset. Because I want a pig as a pet.
What?
I want a pet pig.
You want a pet pig?
Mm-hmm.
I play softball with a chick that brings her pet pig. It's
a
like
teacup.
A big fucking pig.
Are you serious?
No, I
lives
want a teacup.
In the house with her.
I'm on a waiting list.
She's
what?
Hot too.
Yeah.
You
a teacup
want,
pig.
A teacup pig.
Teacup pig.
Do they know your background with you and animals?
Yeah, you're a murderer.
I'm not the murderer.
Ozzy.
I didn't kill Ozzy.
Lucifer.
Lucifer was murdered.
By you.
By my ex-friend, remember?
No.
Someone killed it. Not me.
Not only are you, not only do you murder pets, you also murder boyfriends.
I accidentally murdered Terrell and Dante.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Goldfish.
Right, the rap group duo of Goldfish.
Yes, they had a great.
Yo, this bitch got some big ass titties, yo. Didn't you say you had a hip hop poster on the wall right where the bowl was or something?
Yeah, Warren G. And they,
unreal.
And they loved Coolio's Gangster Paradise. They would swim around like crazy when I played it. They did. They like early 90s rap.
They were gargling the lyrics.
They were. You're saying. They would be like.
You're fucking crazy.
They accidentally died. My brother killed one of my hermit crabs before by accident.
Are you just going around the planet collecting fucking species to see which one doesn't die?
No, now I'm on plants. Didn't I tell you about this? Oh, I want to see.
Likely story, Panama Red.
I want to see if I can keep these plants alive and thriving for you.
Meanwhile,
year.
Missy has no idea that she has fake plants.
Fuck you.
They don't grow or anything. Jesus Christ. These are great. They have this all year shine. I don't even have to water them.
Shed. They don't shed.
Anyway.
She's a retard.
So once that
my goal
passes.
Is to grow a pork roll plant.
No,
that would be fucking awesome.
This would be a fucking. You'd have bushes of it.
There's my pork garden.
This is my sausage garden. This is my pepperoni tree. Imagine going through Missy's fucking garden.
Go out good to the Lord. Garden and get some bacon. Starving.
See, I don't like bacon. That's where I draw the line.
Shit. You're missing out.
No, I mean, I've had it. I like floppy bacon.
Is it fluffy?
I don't understand that. What does that mean?
Like,
uncooked?
Like, I don't like
raw?
Crispy bacon. I like when it's rubbery.
Yeah, so do I. I don't like it fully cooked and crispy.
It tastes weird to me.
I like it crispy.
I like it fucking burnt.
Yeah,
when
crispy.
It's burnt, it tastes weird to me. It tastes like...
Bacon.
Yes. It tastes like the way it's supposed to taste.
Bacon. I like when it's rubbery.
No.
I don't know why.
When it's been sitting out for 3 days. Like, what?
No. No, it gets really hard if you let it sit. You have to eat it when it's hot. And when it's floppy.
A little crispy is perfect. Crunch. Floppy bacon.
Floppy bacon. And that's it.
That should be the title of this show, Floppy Bacon. All right, let's wrap up and get the fuck out of here.
All right, that sounds good. All right, guys, we'll be back next week. Don't forget to go on ridecast.com/Jersey Jerks. Donate some money. Right?
Go to iTunes.
No.
Go to iTunes.
Subscribe.
Oh, yeah. Go to iTunes and subscribe because it's all brand new and you have to.
Leave a review.
Leave a review.
A couple
five
people already
stars.
Did. Thank you.
Thanks to people.
Yeah, spread the word, please. Yeah. Pass it on. Yeah.
The first 10 people who leave a review, Missy will send a picture of just her nipple.
There you go.
Right. There you
I'll
go.
I'll do it.
It'll be a picture of a piece of pork roll. And she'll draw a circle in the middle
it'll
of
be
it.
A big vein.
Ew.
Have you ever bitten into a hot dog with a vein in it?
No. Oh, my God. Right there. I don't feel like I'm not going to be able to eat hot dogs for a while.
Young Mike can unclench right now.
All right. See you next.
Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.